stations are tuned in to.
Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. Welcome to the Hammer House, the best New Year's Eve party.
Funk. Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Kim Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you.
All right, honey, buddy, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
We support Brian the Hammer Jackson, and so should you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm up. So is my ratings. I'm a popular guy. Women should sleep with me just because I'm popular. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Hammer Radio Network. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. We're heard around the world. In fact, you know what's really, I don't usually talk about the ratings, but when I say that we are global, this is cool. Once in a while, I'll go into the stats and everything. But I thought it was cool last night. I did this last night. I don't usually do it. I don't like to go into the stats. I don't like to talk about ratings. But here we are. The United States were up 79.6%. Canada, 10%. United Kingdom, 9.5%. India, 7%. Australia, we're up at 11%. There you go. Global, baby. Global. I like those stats. Wow, people listening to us around the world, that's something else. I say it all the time, but when you see it, it's like, wow, the ratings are up all over. They like what they hear. Mm. And the French, too. Who cares about the French? Okay, anyway. There were so many subjects I wanted to talk about today. But then there were so many headlines that I couldn't pass up at the last minute. But here's the deal. Here's the marquee. Transgender Olympians, Tokyo 2021, that's coming up. Well, there's a transgender bodybuilder who vows to burn the American flag if she wins. That's our main topic for today. That's the main topic today. If you have an opinion on this, I would love to hear it. The number you can reach is reach me is 319-527-6099. That's the number. 319-527-6099. That's the number you can call in and express your opinion. Transgender Olympian, Tokyo 2021 vows to burn the American flag. Her name is Laurel. Now, if you're confused, it's a man who is transcending to a woman. Now, it's a woman. Grrr. So she's the first Olympian transgender in history. She was chosen Monday to be part of the country's women's weightlifting team. Of course, a woman weightlifter. We know how hot these women weightlifters are. Woo-wee. Can't get enough of that. Burn, baby, burn. Give me that muscle. That's what we need in bed. All right? We need that muscle for our hustle. Woo-wee. She's an Olympic weightlifting bodybuilder on the team. She vows to burn the American flag if she wins on the podium. And there also story is that, you know, these frivolous lawsuits. I don't know what's wrong. You know, in this country, you can sue on anything. It doesn't even have to make sense. It doesn't have to make sense, but this is an actual lawsuit. And, you know, you have to look at who the fuck is leading this country, who's in fucking charge of these organizations, blah, 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 blah. A federal judge in Washington ruled that Black Lives Matter can't claim damages from former President Trump or the removal of the protesters from Lafayette Square last summer before his much-publicized walk from the White House to a nearby church. We all saw it, right? That the Black Hawk helicopter there, the protesters are there. The police with no identification on their sleeves, they were there. They're holding the people back. And Trump decided that he wanted to do a photo op like he was from the military and straight out of some kind of war movie, that he would march in front of the protesters with a Black Hawk helicopter in the background and this military generals on his side, and we just come out there and go the slow motion, go to the church and hold the Bible upside down or backwards. Well, the Black Lives Matter decide, you know, we're going to sue him. Well, there's only one problem. I mean, I'm no lawyer. It's just, it gives me a headache. It's like, really? 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 Because Black Lives Matter, there were white people there too. There was Asian there too. There were Indian people there too. There was all kinds of people there too. Shut the fuck up, Black Lives Matter. Fuck you. Shut up. Go away. And you wonder... And right now, black folks are shunning, going, oh, my God, what are you saying? I'm saying this, you little bastards. As soon as you start marching down the street and start putting attention to black-on-black crimes and gangs and violence in our community and our black children being killed in the street, suck a dick. Shut up. So anyway, I'm no friend of Trump. I'm not a supporter of Trump. So they decided to do a lawsuit. Well, no surprise. You'll hear what happened. That's our second story. There's a new law in Texas that will require child welfare workers and family courts to consider further medical opinions before removing children from their home. That's a good law. I hope I have it up, but it's a good law. It caught my eye. There's too many people, you know, that little nosy next-door neighbor or that teacher at school where the kid actually fell off his bike, but they don't believe that he did. So they call the authorities, and next thing you know, you got child services and authorities at your house. Or the school psychologist will convince the kid that he is being abused, and the same thing happens. Allegations, allegations, and allegations. Well, we had enough of that. And somebody on a show said this a couple of days, that men are finally fighting back, and I like to see men fight back. Well, the law says, you'll hear the new law, stop that allegation bullshit. So for you people out there, you're saying you're afraid that your kids, you know, when you punish them, they scream a little bit too loud or they look a little bit too like this. And you're afraid that they actually did get hit by their little brother and their little brother hit them in the eye, but they have to go to school and they're claiming it was child abuse. And you're afraid that the people, authorities, are going to remove their children and you really can't afford to defend yourself. So that's a new law, and we're going to explore that. There's a couple of other things I wanted to talk about, sexual harassment. And this is interesting. And again, I'm no fan of Donald Trump. But this is a headline, and I'm glad I saved it. We go back to Trumpy again. Trump says it's a scary time for men. And this is what he meant by that, for false sexual assault claims. Scary time. And he's absolutely right. With this hashtag MeToo, hashtag stupid bitches. You can tell what kind of mood I'm in. Trump says it's a scary time for men. And he's absolutely right. We're going to look into these false sexual assault claims that women are doing to most powerful men to take them down for a quick paycheck, the lottery. Trump said that too. We're going to explore that. But up first, it's a story that I don't know if it's a story, but it is a story. And there's two stories up first. There's two stories we're going to talk about, and they do relate to each other. And I got a lot of mail the other day regarding a situation that, I mean, my mailbox was full on that. But we're going to get two stories here, and they kind of are similar. And up first, here's a story. It's a news story. You have to forgive my pauses because I've been up all night. I am going to Alaska on vacation tomorrow. So the packing and blah, 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 blah. Where was I? Oh, yeah, the story. Well, the story calls for a news thing, and it's time to put on the news to be official because it is an official news. Like I said, it brings attention. It can warrant a discussion. It really does. Mm-hmm. And here we go. I got to put the official news together here. Get everything together. And here we go. I got to read the news. And here it is. There you go. And now, the news by Brian Hammer Jackson, read by Brian Hammer Jackson, and it's the news, and it sucks. Thank you. Sending it to you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Here's the news. And this was sent to me by Miles Cole, aka artist known as Cole. He sent this to me, and when people send it to me, I usually read it. Thug 34, this is the headline, who beat up a very attractive transgender. Now, why do we need to have the word very attractive transgender in the title? Why can't we just have transgender? But this, I guess this moron wants to kind of gin it up a little bit, give it a little juice. Because I guess we wouldn't care if it was an ugly transgender. I guess we wouldn't read it, you know. But if it's a very attractive transgender, I'm reading it. I guess it's like those kids, you know, the teachers, when they molest the children, and you get the hot teachers, and then you go, ooh, look at that. But then again, you're going, well, give her some slack. And I don't know why these, you know, don't get me down that path, but they're hot. I'm saying, what's the problem? I look at it like, what's the problem? You got this hot teacher who's beautiful, giving it up to a 14-15. What's the problem? What's wrong with you, dude? I'm getting laid, man. I'm in a town. Shut up, you. Count your blessings. Where was I? Did I mention that I was up all night? Where was I? Oh. So that's a headline. Thug, 34, who beat up a very attractive transgender woman when he discovered she had male genitalia after she performed a sex act on him, is jailed for 16 months. Huh. Well, the lesson learned here is don't close your eyes when you're getting a blowjob because you never know whose lips that belong to. Now, that lips, you know, I don't know the difference between a man's tongue and a female's tongue. I don't know the difference between, well, I am a man, but I do moisturize my lips. I'll be honest with you. They're cracked in the summertime, and I need a little moisturizer. I'm tired of licking them. Every time I lick my lips, all the women are looking at me like, I want some. Like, my lips are really tasty. You can't have it. It's my lips. So I don't know the difference that if I close my eyes that I can tell the difference between a male, you know, putting his lips on my dick or a female. I would think the lip gloss would give it away or maybe the lipstick. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to find out. But anyway, I do have moist lips. Very kissable. Like a Hershey kiss. Sweet. Yummy. Dripping with love. That's the headline. Thug 34, who beat up a very attractive transgender woman when he discovers she has male genitalia after she performed a sex act on him, is jailed for 16 months. Suhu Sood, S-O-O-D, 34, attacked a woman at a party in Reading in November 2020. During a sexual encounter, Sud discovered that she had male genitalia. This is a woman that was performing on Sud. Sud. So Sud discovered that the person who was giving him a blowjob or giving him a head, let me see if I can touch every little thing. Head, blowjob, a Krispy Kreme. I made that up, but it should stick. You get the idea. Happy ending. You get it. Whack-a-mole. Whatever. So he discovered that that had male genitalia and savagely beat her, leaving her with two black eyes and a huge bruise on her leg. He admitted assault causing bodily harm and was cleared of sexual assault. Judge Irma Knott, K-N-O-T-T, said Sood, S-O-O-D, had shown no real remorse over the attack. I beat his ass again. I'm sorry that I hit you. What am I going to say? Okay. If it was me in the courtroom, okay. Mr. Jackson, will you apologize? Yeah, I'm sorry I came in your mouth. Maybe you should spit. Get out of here. Beat his ass again. I do not condone violence, but when you get into the head area, you know, the sucky, sucky, wucky, wucky thing, yeah, there's rules. You know what I mean? There's rules. There's rules like you don't jump over your neighbor's yard and barbecue or invite it to their barbecue. There's just cross lines that you don't do. And you don't have a penis giving a straight man a little blowjob, a little Humpty Dumpty, a little wash and rinse. I'm making these up and seeing which one will stick. A little double cream in your Oreo. So anyway, A man has been jailed for 16 months for beating up a transgender woman after discovering she had male genitalia. Okay, second rule of blowjob, don't reach, don't be fooling around. Close your eyes and shut up. Don't be up there fondling and reaching around for the pussy. Leave it alone. She's giving you the head. She's giving you her lips. She's not giving you the pussy. So stop it. What are you reaching around for, a bonus? But apparently this guy did reach around. And he's probably found, hey, there's a dick. There's a dick. I don't know what to do, and he's sucking me. Well, I think I'll come, and then I'll beat his ass. I'm already in it. You know, you're already in it. So, you know, why pull out before the happy ending? I mean, you could go with the flow, because he's still going to get the same beating. If, you know, if you're in that situation, and it's like, well, I'm going to give him the same beating. You know what I mean? While he's just, while he's playing the piano, doing a little metaphor, seeing which one will stick. You know what I mean? So why am I going to beat him now? Because it's the same beating versus when I come. You might as well come and then beat that. Then beat him. I do not condone the beating. Nobody should be hurt. But there's a line. You know what I mean? You don't borrow your neighbor's car, sit your fat ass in his car, and you take off. You know, there's a line. When a man passes down, and, you know, there's a line to be crossed. There's some trust there. When a man pulls down his pants, there's trust. You know what I mean? There's just complete trust. And you don't want to be surprised with the package. You know what I mean? The Amazon package that was delivered. No, you don't. You want to, when you pull down your pants, you're the most vulnerable. And the trust factor is involved here. Stop it, you transgenders. Stop it. Just stop it. Going back to the story. Soho Sud, 34, the receiver, attacked his attractive victim, the pitcher. Now, it still bothers me when you put attractive in here, because I think that disparages women too. I mean, who cares if you're attractive, right? But I don't know if this is to cuddle Sud, saying, well, he was attractive. I mean, I don't know why you should put this there, but okay. So who Sud, 34, attacked his attractive victim who has not been named for legal reasons. Really? Why would you not name the victim? If the victim is coming forward, you've called the cops, it's a distributed report, isn't it by law that the victim be named? I mean, in a court of law, that's why we have our juries and things, is because the victim should be having to confront their accuser. By law, the accuser should be able to confront the victim, let's just say the dude who's on trial should be able to confront the accuser or accusee. But they withhold. See, that's what I don't like. You know, when you give special attention to something that's not equal. You know, the transgender goes, I want to be equal. Well, you can't be equal because we're giving you special attention. You're not even named in this. You're not even named. I mean, a guy didn't deny he beat his ass, but just for legal sake, at least in the article, you should be named. Who has not been named for legal reasons during an encounter at a party. Encounter? It was an application for a blowjob, and he applied. Shut up. An encounter at a party. During an encounter at a party in Reading in which she performed a sex act on him. Ooh. Sud reached down towards the woman's privates. Uh-oh. Don't do this, guys. Don't reach down. Accept a blowjob. So apparently, he reached down to the person's privates.
Oh, my.
That's what happened. Let's call private for a reason. Sotheby's down towards a woman's privacy and found that she had a male genitalia. What? What? That was read in the court Monday. Uh-oh. What? That's what happened. Reenactment. End scene. He roared. That's what it says here. He roared. I mean, he roared. You're a man. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Didn't you see me ride up on a bike and my jacket says Hell's Angel and had the long flowing hair and the glasses and didn't the beard, dude, did the beard give it away? I knew I should have shaved it last week. Did it give away? Shit. Oh, okay, my bad. So the guy reached for his privates, found a hard-on, and then he roared, "You're a man," before launching a brutal assault on the woman, punching her repeatedly and slamming her head down on a washing machine. On a washing machine? Where was he getting head? In a washing machine? Who has a washing machine? Where was this? He slammed her head down on a washing machine? What the fuck? That's what happened. These guys crack me up. The victim was called a dog and forced by Sud to mop up her own blood before he allowed her to leave the party. Oh, he was at the, so I guess they're in a laundry room. Mopped up her own blood before he allowed her to leave the party on November 14, 2020. All right. Now, how many guys, how many guys have been with a woman that all of a sudden you pulled out your penis and there was blood on it and she did not tell you that she was on a menstrual cycle? It happens a lot. It does. What do they call it? Flow? Anti-flow? What? You got testicles. When I'm done and when I come, I'm going to beat your ass. Okay. Uh-oh. Here comes the ass whooping. All right. She had arrived early in the evening with a married man who was believed to be her partner. The court heard how the woman had been left with two black eyes and one continuous huge bruise from the thigh to the knee. Sud was cleared of sexual assault but jailed for 16 months after he admitted the assault causing actual body harm. There's the bastard right here. I should have put his picture up there. I'd like to know how he explained that in jail. I beat the hell out of a man who sucked my dick. I mean, you're in jail, dude. This is like the regular activity of what we do here. So if you're going to beat a man because he sucked your dick, you're in the wrong place. Because you see that big guy over there? You're going to be sucking his dick in a minute. Because you're going to be called a bitch. So you're in the wrong area. You don't want to be bragging in jail that you beat somebody's ass because they sucked your dick and it was a man. You're in jail, dude. And then you get to realize, oh, my God, it's irony of it. I'm in jail because I beat somebody sucking my dick, but now I'm in jail. I'm sucking somebody's dick because it's a way of life. It's recreation. It's like a recess, the daily thing. So the irony, I wonder how you explain that. I mean, the lesson is dick sucking, be responsible. You know what I mean? Don't be careless with it. Just be responsible. What? So anyway, it goes on to say, then the prosecutors get involved in this thing. It says prosecutor Oliver Wetch told the court that the assault arose entirely from Mr. Sud discovering that the victim was a transgender and therefore assaulting her. Tom Holmes, who's no relation to Larry Holmes. What? Defending asked the judge not to sentence Suggs. Tom Holmes, defending, asked the judge not to sentence Sud on the basis that he targeted the victim based on prejudice. His behavior on that night was, of course, despicable. It gives an impression of him as a reckless, aggressive, and frankly unlikable human being. Now, this is his lawyer. And his lawyer is trying to define his character, going, you know, I don't like the way we're portrayed. I mean, really? I mean, really beating her? I mean, technically it's not a her. It was like a fist fight, mano a mano. But, I mean, this behavior is, it was despicable, yeah. But it gives the impression that he's a restless, aggressive, and frankly unlikable human being. This is a lawyer saying this. That's right. This is another reason why you should make a lot of money so you don't have a defense attorney that gives you this bullshit. There you go. So, his behavior on that night was, of course, despicable. That's what the guy said. Judge Emma... You know you're in trouble when you have a judge named Emma. So Judge Emma Knott told Sud he was partying in a garage with others when the victim turned up. Judge Emma Knott told Sud he was partying in a garage with others when the victim turned up with her partner, a married man who left early. Really? You were happy to entertain his girlfriend, the judge said. Really, Judge? Really? You were happy to entertain his girlfriend. That's what the judge said. You don't need that bullshit from... Shut up, judge. You. Really? That's what the judge said. You were even happy to entertain his girlfriend after Billy went home to his wife. You were in the company of an attractive woman. Are you kidding me? What, are you running for office or something, Judge? You were in the company of an attractive woman. I like a judge, a female judge, actually say that to a guy. Can you imagine a female judge saying that to a guy? Would that be inappropriate if it was the guy who got beat up and it was a woman to beat him up? And the woman goes, and a judge will say, well, you're in the company of a very attractive man and you abuse him. I don't know if that would play well in the judicial system. Or was she just kind of mocking him? I don't know. You were even happy to entertain his girlfriend after Billy went home. You were in the company of a very attractive woman. In the course of a consensual sexual activity, Sud discovered this. Now, consensual, that was... Now, again, Judge, you're wrong. I object. This was not consensual. If it was consensual, I would not beat his ass. So let's take out consensual, because I had the consensual thing thinking it was a woman, but it was a lie. It was a man. So, and knowing that it was a man, it was not consensual, Judge, Your Honor. Shut up. That's what they said. In the course of a consensual sexual activity, Seth discovered this undeniably attractive woman. Again, how many times do they have to put that word attractive women in print? Sud discovered this undeniably attractive woman was transgender, the judge said. And then things took a very ugly turn. You're damn right it took an ugly turn. You were perhaps fueled by whiskey and cocaine and flew into a rage. You were fueled by, what am I, a rehab truck? And cocaine and flew into a rage. From that moment, you had no concern at all for the woman. That's what the judge said. You were concerned only by your own feelings. This is just like a woman. She's a woman judge. You were. Doesn't it sound like a typical woman? After you, I mean, some woman that didn't like it after you made love with her. Doesn't a typical woman say this? You were only concerned only by your own feelings, just like a woman. Just like a woman. What you were concerned about was your reputation for fear of being a laughingstock. No, Judge. What I was concerned about is man lips on my penis. I am not gay. I am a man. I expect women's lips on my penis. I do not expect male lips on my dick, on my Johnson. So don't tell me about my reputation. You are fear of your reputation and being a laughingstock. Why would it be a laughingstock? No. This is a guy who lied to me. You know, this pisses me off because this is all wrong. Judge, what about this guy who came in and with this false thing and lied and started sucking my dick, saying that it, being like a woman, dressed like a woman? What about this? This is false sucking. This is false representation. This is fake news. What about that? What about that kind of stuff? But the judge decided to go, and you're afraid of being a laughingstock. No, nobody will know. I don't have to say shit. No, judge, I wasn't. You sought to blame her. Yes, I do. Why am I to blame? I'm sitting here enjoying myself getting a nice little blowy. You know what I'm saying? I get a blowy. They're on their knees. And next thing you know, it has a penis. It's attached. My blowjob does not. I didn't bargain for this. I didn't need the bonus. I don't need surprised. No, judge, you're wrong. And I think this judge is completely wrong. I do. I think the judge is wrong. I mean, basically, I think this is fraud. Why can't this go under the thing as fraud? Let's go under something. This is bullshit. This is bullshit. But I'll continue reading. Again, we're blaming the male. This was not what he bargained for. Especially on a washing machine. So the judge said this. In the course of consensual sexual activity, such as discovered this, and then you took an ugly turn, you were perhaps fueled by whiskey. The judge says, frankly, if you weren't prepared to take the time to know. And this is what a woman says. I mean, again, you sought to blame her. You threw words around like deceit. It was. You accused her of raping you. She did. There's no culpability on your part. There's not. He's exactly right. You basically, she assaulted him or it. She went on a pretense of, I'm a woman. She lied to him. She deceived him. Why can't these be real situations? And he did. That woman did rape him. Did. I guarantee you, I freaking guarantee you, that if it was a lesbian, I mean, I'm going to go a different scene, but I freaking guarantee you, if it was a lesbian, right, and so this guy's a cross-dresser, but he just does it to get to this lesbian he wants to bang, and the guy finally get home. Now, basically, he fucks her, but she's thinking that, she goes, I'm going to turn off the light and put on a strap-on. And she's thinking it's a strap-on. And when she realizes, she turns on the light, it was his penis. I guarantee you that judge would say, you assaulted that woman and you raped that woman. I guarantee you she would say that. Why can't it be here? Why can't this person be accused of raping this guy? Think about it. Even the judge says, you accused her of raping you. It was rape. He didn't consent to this. And then you say there's no culpability on your part. No, that's like blaming the victim. That's like you turn it around, and that's why women don't go to court, because then the lawyer blames the woman for wearing tight dresses. But you were, what are you doing out at night? Why are you wearing this dress and this dress? It's the same thing. And so they're saying, she can wear whatever she wants, but she's saying you have no culpability on your part. No, he does not. This is false crap that this woman did. Yes, I agree. No, there's not. He's not responsible for the blowjob. It was a blowjob. But he was deceived. Yes, Judge, you, all my points, you're correct. And then a judge says, she is a woman. That's how she identifies. I don't care how she identifies. I identify myself as a free man, but I'm still in your courtroom. I identify myself as a straight man, and I don't expect another man to suck my willy walker. No, I do not. Judge not at it. Frankly, if you weren't prepared to take the time to know, and this is the judge, again, a woman. Frankly, if you weren't prepared to take the time to know more about her, that is on you. Why do we have to, shut up, judge. I hope your kids go to rehab. Who, what, you know, don't lecture me on a blowjob or a one-night stand, and I got to know somebody. If I took the time to know them before I had sex with them, I don't need that lecture from you. Sounds like a personal problem, Judge. It sounds like before you became a judge, there's been some personal problems that you're having. Maybe you would be a bit more careful in the future. Like what? All right, you're right. When another woman comes to me and goes, hey, I want a blowjob, I'm putting my hand down her panties and make sure she does not have any genitalia that's bigger than mine. You're right, Judge. I will now, like Donald Trump says, I would now, you know, what did he say with the pull him by the pussy or something like that? You discovered in your mind too late. You lost your temper. You hit her multiple times to the face, head, and ear. Both eyes were black. Her left eye was completely bloodshot. She had one continuous high bruise from the thigh to the knee, and all those were caused by you. Hey, don't forget, I kicked her in the ass, too. There should be some breathing. Let's go with the trifecta. I am not sentencing you on the basis you inflicted those injuries with a spanner or a tool. You must have hit her very hard. That was a repeated and quite sustained assault, it must have been. You have demonstrated no real remorse about your attack on her that night, particularly the element of you making her clean up her own blood. As if her transgender identity meant you would be contaminated by touching her own blood. Oh, give me, now you're reading this in, and she's going to go, oh, it's like if you were being contaminated by touching her own blood. It had nothing to do with contaminating, touching her own blood. This judge has some problems. I'm going to give her a live call. Who is she? Emma Knott? I'm calling that judge. What is today? Wednesday? I'm going to make a live call to her, and I'm going to make a live call to this and say she should be removed off the bench. She's a moron. I'm going to make a notation. I'm going to call her life. Bitch. Bitch. He was cleared of sexual assault, false imprisonment, attempting to cause grievous bodily harm, charges, and threats to kill. That's it. That's the story. You make up your mind. You make up your mind on that. That was sent in by Cole. Miles, there he is. Take a bow, Cole. I read your story. There you go. What do you think of that, Cole? That's it.
You know, always check south. You
know, I don't know. I'm not checking shit.
Yeah.
Just close your eyes and don't move. As far as I'm concerned, that is assault. That's raping somebody. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to go as far as saying, if you come off as a woman and you know that you're a man and cross-dresser, whatever have you, and then knowing that the other person who, and you know the person thinks you're a female, and you go ahead and perform a sex act, as far as I'm concerned, men should start filing rape charges. And it should be on the books. Because you did not consent of a mother man putting their lips on your Johnson. That should be considered rape. Done.
Well, a lot of people are saying that I'm not going to call him he, not she, should be charged. I can see where the guy'd be mad. You know, he'd be mad too. But I mean, and who's to say that, you know, a lot of guys will say, well, there's no way I'd be fooled. You'd be surprised how many females out there look pretty good. Maybe had a couple drinks or whatever. But, you know, I don't know, man. You know, I was more wrapped up in the, I wanted to see if we could call the, speaking of live calls, call the Australian or the Olympic, somebody in the Olympic committee that has no problem with this, this trans woman who's built like fucking Lawrence Taylor, compete as a weightlifter in the Olympics against women. That's like got me fucking furious. Like, imagine you're a girl and you train for, you know, weightlifting or whatever sport it is, for years, and you make it to Tokyo, and it looks like you might have a shot to medal or gold, and then here comes some dude with a dick who calls himself a woman. I guess Bruce Jenner's his hero. I mean, excuse me, her hero. And then, you know, you have no shot at getting the gold because some fucking dude with a dick who thinks he's a woman is going to outlift you. You know? I know it's a separate topic. I didn't mean to dive off
no,
on the other
I mean,
one.
No, I mean, we had this before, and you're absolutely right. Oh, shit. I just checked out a blog talk. Oh, no, I'm back. No, you're absolutely right. We had this talk before where I think they should beat their ass or they should have their own Olympics, you know, transgender Olympics and blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
but you
yeah.
won't have many people well, being represented it because some countries will kill you. Some countries will still kill you if you're gay.
Oh.
So I don't think you're going to have a lot of Eastern Bloc countries participating in the transgender Olympics, you know.
Oh, yeah. Saudi Arabia won't be.
Right.
You'll suddenly disappear. But you know what they'll do? They'll say, oh, you can compete. We just cut dick off with no anesthesia, and we make a little cut with this machete, and now you're
right.
a woman. We'll sew a couple oranges on your body, and now. But, you know, the point is like, okay, it doesn't matter. You know, let's just say it wasn't weightlifting, which obviously, you know, that's not fair. I mean, a guy is physically, his DNA is stronger. But let's take something like wrestling, like, you know, right? See, I don't really have a problem the other way, Brian. You know, if a girl can throw a football 70 yards or fucking run over a linebacker or she can dunk, you know, and fucking in Kevin Durant's face, then fuck it. I don't care if a girl
competes
against
I have a
men.
Problem
I really
that.
Don't want that. I don't want it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's just the purity. You're killing the purity of the sport. You're just
right.
killing it. Like fuck. It's a men's sport. It's a girls or it's
right.
a boys and men's sport for
it's
high
your
school
own
and
sport.
College.
Right.
It's your own sport, man. You grew up your
right.
whole life thinking I'm going to go and go to the Olympics
right.
or play a pro sport. And then some fucking douchebag with some Caitlyn Jenner, fucking Bruce Jenner agenda.
Right.
Suddenly, like, the whole fucking world is like, oh, we want to be equal. It has nothing to do with equal rights. It has to do with fair, and it has to do with safety. Okay?
If
a girl's wrestling a guy, let's say a girl's wrestling a guy, right, it's for the fucking gold medal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say they weigh, you know, they're in the 160-pound weight division, right? It's a big
mm-hmm.
fucking shemale. Against a medium-sized guy, and they're in the finals, and the female with the dick snaps the other girl's, breaks a bone, or just even forget about her. I mean, you know, her getting hurt is one thing, but she beats that girl. You know, she beats her, barely beats her, or beats her, man. And so that girl who grew up doing weightlifting or whatever fucking sport it is, now gets the loses the gold medal because a fucking a dude with a dick who thinks he's a woman feels like it's got to be an equal world because I'm not a guy, I'm a woman trapped in a, well, you know what, why don't you get a sex change, get a pussy,
get some titties, put some lipstick on, and if you're able to fool everybody or get a fake birth certificate or something like that, and you make it through and no one finds out, okay. But in my eyes, even if you win the fucking gold, you didn't win fucking dick. You got a dick. You're born a man, and that girl still won. But it's just crushing. It could crush someone's life. Some people don't. Some sports are not, you know, they're not going to be a pro athlete. A lot of Olympic athletes might be good at something, but that doesn't mean they're going to be pro in it. Also, that category might not have a forum. It might not, right? You know, some sports,
well,
like, you know, pro fencing. I mean, whatever it is.
I don't know what's going on with this fucking world of accepting stupid shit because it is black and white. And the social media,
you know,
with this bullshit starts going to our laws and make it laws. We're going to talk about that. That's our main subject. We're going to talk about the transgender. So we got this trans, and that's our main subject, and we're going to talk about that. But this transgender Olympian in Tokyo 21, she vows to burn the American flag on the podium if she wins. So that's our main topic.
She said that?
She's going to burn the American flag. Yeah, if she wins, she's going to burn the
American
flag.
So why don't we call the Olympic, I don't know what time it is in Tokyo, why don't we try and get the Australian. You want me to see if I can find a number for an Olympic committee that made this decision in Australia?
No. What are you going to do? There's nothing to be resolved on it. They already made the decision.
Just like, you know, just to talk to that person because, you know, they're going to stand behind it. They, you know,
well, okay.
I don't know.
But it won't end.
You
know.
It won't end.
It'll still end the same way. I'm sure I'm one of millions who have complained about this, I'm sure. And they'll say, yeah, well, you know. Love is love, blah, blah, blah. Thank you very much. There's going to be nothing to be resolved on that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
Let's see here. 757, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and Mr. Miles and Miles. 757, you're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
This could not be her, that voice. Is this you, Miss Elisa?
Nope. It's not Miss Elisa. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you a mystery caller?
I'm gonna keep myself as a mystery caller as of right now. How y'all doing this morning?
We are doing fine. Now you've been on the show before, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. We're gonna get some. I like this game because we're gonna get some clues. Okay, you sound like you're a female. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You're always right on that part. Come on.
I know. Okay. Go ahead, Miles. You take the second guess. See if we can remember who this beautiful caller is.
Sound like a sexy black woman.
I don't think Miles would remember me. I don't think.
Really? Are you Joe's friend? I can't remember the name. It begins with an I. I think.
No,
you're not that.
Really?
That lady. Okay.
No. But I really enjoy the show, so I just thought today I would just jump on in and, you know, see how everybody's doing and what's going on. I haven't been on in a little bit.
I know.
Welcome back.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you until you want to get...
I know. I really like the guy from Arizona, and that will help you out.
Okay. You like King Webb. From Arizona.
Yeah, I liked him.
I really loved him.
Brian,
she was the guest on your show. Hint, hint, hint. Wichita, Kansas. Wherever Wichita is. Isn't it the black actress? Are you an actress?
No. I pretend to be sometimes, and you know, in my daily life, you know, but
she's from Virginia Beach. Are you a friend? Are you a friend of one of our morning crew that got introduced to the show?
Well, like I said, I just buzzed in, so I don't know who everybody's
well,
here today, you know.
I'm glad you did.
So,
I'm glad you did, sweetheart. Thank you for coming in. And, God, who could, when I address you, which, who should I call you so I can address you?
Miss
hey,
Mystery Lady.
Miss Mystery? Huh? Miss Mystery Lady?
Okay,
Miss
you got it. You got it.
Not to
Miss
be confused
Mystery.
With Miss Misery.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't even do that.
All right.
Don't even do that.
Smack me through the phone, baby.
Well,
smack me. Let me smack me in the ass.
I'm used to that from Brian, and I'm here getting that from you. Wait a minute.
Look, hey,
I don't friend cheat. So let me get on back over here and find out what's going on with my buddy, because he's not even responding to me. You know, I was called a super guest at one time. You was like, man, I love when you come on. You
I
know?
Do.
But, hey.
I'm getting, I
hey.
Stayed up, I'm going
come
to Alaska.
Brother,
I stayed up all
bro.
Night. But I do, then I just love you again. How about if I fall in love with you again? How's that?
Hey, let's go from there. Let's go from there. Let's go from there. Now I'm feeling your vibe.
Wow. Thank you, Miss Mystery Guest. And we also have the lovely Ebony Princess, Latia. Good morning, Latia. Latia's in the studio, everybody. And we
Good
got
morning.
Two beautiful, strong women. And the mystery guy from Arizona, Miss Mystery Guest, he's here. You love the guy from Arizona. Mm.
I really strive to get to know him, I tell you.
Really?
Yep, and the kids and everything.
You know the kids?
Yes, so again, you know, I don't even want to reveal myself because I really, really would like to get to know him.
Wow.
He's
here.
He's in trouble.
He's here, the King of Kings. The Royal Heine. King, did you
I'm
hear this?
I'm not familiar with that voice right there, but yes, it could be. I mean, but it's all good trouble. Everything is in
good trouble.
Everything is good. Yes, it's good trouble.
Wow. King, good morning. Here's that voice.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning,
everybody. There it is. She's going to scream any minute now.
Ah, that's just King. There he is. That's him.
I'm going to keep all that to myself. I'm going to keep that to myself. Yep, I'm going to keep that to myself. See, I came in the right day.
He's checking his drawer for condoms right now.
Wow. Well, I'm going to let you talk to King. I'm going to make some coffee because this is a show where you get to talk to King. King, meet the beautiful mystery lady. She's been on the show before. She knows your voice. She loves your kids. She won't tell us who she is, so I'm going to have you rap to her and, you know, find out some information. King, meet the mystery lady. She wants to hear you.
Hey, Brian,
she loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let his solution to ruin the show again, please. We're having a good time. Am I right, Latia? Am I right, King?
You Charlie, right?
Am I right, Marquis?
Huh? Oh, her name is Latia, right?
Latia.
Yeah.
Okay,
Latia.
That's the voice that I haven't heard before. She sounds interesting too.
Uh oh.
Huh?
Yeah, wow, look at this.
Latia sounds interesting too.
Does she sound interesting, right? All right. Well, I'm gonna give you a chance, Mystery Lady, to both here to express how you feel to let them know.
Over him. Lord have mercy.
Doesn't he, Latia? Doesn't he?
Yeah,
they don't even care about me.
It's fine.
I'm not here. Actually, I am not here to fight over King. I just really enjoyed him. You know, I'm too far away from King. You know, I'm always willing to let anyone go before me. Hey, I'm good. I'm just here. You know.
Well,
you know.
Wow.
I'm just here. I'm just here.
He's Googling flight fares right now. He's
right.
Checking JetBlue for the next flight out of Arizona to Norfolk.
Well, I'm going to let King tell you. You got it. King, are you there, King? Because you got this
Ooh,
lovely
boy.
Lady. Is he there? King's not shy. Come on,
yeah.
King.
Yeah.
You're there,
I'm
King?
Here.
All right.
Yeah.
King, we
I'm
got
doing,
this lovely
I'm
lady
like
is
you,
Miss...
I'm...
Huh?
I'm doing like you right now. I'm trying to fix me a cup of coffee.
Well,
I need a kick this morning.
Oh yeah, look at that. You hear Latia? Yeah. King got all these women. Always fine all over him. King man,
uh-huh.
That's why he's the king.
Y'all want me to show out on this show?
Well,
hey,
I'm gonna let you guys talk
hey.
For 5 minutes. And I guess, you know what, I'm going to go make a cup of coffee. Cole, you keep the conversation
yeah.
going and try to get this match for this
make
beautiful
sure
mystery lady and King. You take it away, Cole. I'll be right back in 2 minutes. Here you go.
All right, I'm your spot, Nero. Hello.
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 So
King,
hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
I'm good.
We're good.
How y'all doing?
Don't be so shy, King. The floor, the dance floor is all yours. Take her for a spin.
Okay, just hold on a minute. I'm just putting some sugar in my coffee right now. Hold on.
I want some sugar in my coffee.
Ooh.
I got plenty of sugar over here. I'm good. I don't need none from anybody, but I have some to give out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
There it is.
I think coffee is nasty, but.
I do, too. It's too bitter. I'm a tea man.
It don't even have a taste to it. That's probably why they be putting sugar in it, all these creams in it.
Oh, it tears my stomach up. I remember when I used to drink that, it had to be like 3/4 milk and like 6 sugars. And then it would tear my stomach over a bitter ass,
see,
like bitter. Nasty.
That's too much.
Yeah, well. That's the only way I could get it down. That's why I didn't do it.
I drink hot chocolate before I drink coffee.
There you go. Like marshmallows.
Ooh, them marshmallows. The marshmallow was make it so good. With a little bit of whipped cream.
No, I'm a vegan. I don't mess with dairy. Man, so.
What you
hot chocolate
eating?
Has to be. I just eat like Mexican burritos and Indian food and snacks, chips, nuts, fruit. I don't know. It's kind of, I guess, I got some couple restaurants I go to that are really good, you know. And,
you be eating those burgers?
Not Beyond Burger because that has like GMOs in it, but I eat veggie burgers, yeah, like ones made out of like, you know, black bean or quinoa or. See, he knows what I'm talking about. My little man right there. Right? He's going to be vegan. Grow up strong. If people think this happened, they have this philosophy.
All right, back, y'all.
Vegans. Oh, there he is. He got his sugar. He's ready to go. Take it over, man. I'm going to put a dance track on
Woo.
Here.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Man.
All right.
Oh, ouch.
How about little Bee Gees?
So. Mystery lady, where are you from?
Well, I'm from VA, from the Seven Cities. I don't want to give out too much because then that means I'll reveal who I am. And, you know, hey, I would like a clean slate.
Oh, you got a clean slate.
Yeah, because I'm like, If I just get the name of the city or whatever, wherever you're from, then I'll be like, okay, cool, you know, because
I feel like I leave an impression on people, so I, you know, it'll be dead on if I give you too much.
Oh, okay.
Right, he'll be stalking you at the local diner when you get a waffle to look up, and there he'll be with the big evil smile on his face. Might be a little scary.
Hey,
yeah.
I mean, he sounded like good people. I'm just going to say
is.
That, you know, and at the time of me coming on the show, you know, I just was like, you know, oh, he sounded like real good people. That would be a person that you want to get to know, or, you know, just even just converse with, you know? So, again,
well,
you know.
King, you missed it because Brian divulged the city earlier, but we won't divulge it again. So,
say it again.
Is Brian back? I said Brian mentioned the city, but we won't say it again because if King didn't hear it, then that's him for sleeping, you know, making his coffee, sleeping on the job.
Yeah,
it's all good.
You guys
chat it out, man. Go ahead, King. More questions. Do your thing.
I was just needing to know, you know, but I keep track of, you know, different people that are calling in, you know, because on my Spotify, you know, I can check and see the different people, you know, who listen to my music and stuff. So, you know, if I get somebody that's calling from that state that I got on this list, then I'll be like, oh, okay, you know, because I get quite a few people who support me, you know, and got a lot of fans out there, so, you know.
I'm a personal supporter. I met you on that show, and you might not catch me on Spotify. You might not catch me anywhere. I feel like I'm a different kind of friend, a different kind of genuine friend. I'll put it like that. But hey, you can search me up. I don't have no problem with that. I'm 100% legit of who I am and where I am and how I am.
If we Google Mystery Lady, a whole lot of people are going to show up. Have you heard his music, Miss Mystery Lady?
No, I did not get that far. I was not able to get that far in to conversate with him. So, again, like I said, I'm not here to step on anyone's toes. He was just interesting.
See, my toes are broken from some, you know, very rude person yesterday. But Brian, I'm sure, would be glad to spin one of King's songs so you can see the talent this has. It probably might increase your crush level. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
What?
Just, I'm trying to hook it up.
He was
talented.
Sounding very interesting. So knowing more about him wouldn't hurt me at all.
Go ahead, King.
No,
catch it back on. That's your cue.
What I was explaining is that I have this app. It's called Spotify for Artists, and you can go to the top cities and the countries and stuff where people listen to your music. And so, you know, I assume you're in the United States. And so, you know, whatever states that I have, you know, I try to keep track of. You know, somebody in that particular state, you know, so that's why I was like, which state, you know? But yeah, that's all, you know.
I'm in the 75 cities. I'm in the 75 cities, and I'm in Portsmouth. I hear crickets in the air.
Hey, Mystery Lady, would you be willing to get on a flight to Arizona if things work out? See what I'm doing there, Kim?
I have answered that question before, and if he can remember the people that he talked to on the show that put that offer out there, then he would know whether that answer is willing or not.
Right.
But yes, the answer you, but... That's another clue right there.
You just crushed me. You don't like white boys?
Hey, you said that before. You said that before when we was going through politics. That's why I like you. Yeah, I haven't never been with a white guy, but hey.
Oh,
I can't say I
remember. I smoke a lot of weed, so. But it must be something about me you don't like if I'm crossed off the no-fly list.
You're not crossed off
the no-fly list. I just say I have not ever crossed that road before, you know, but I'm willing to fly to Arizona.
Yeah.
You got
Let's play a little game. Our mystery guest, let's play a little game so you get to know everybody.
All right.
Mystery guest.
Let's do it.
It's called The Dating Game on Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. You
and
can
I'm
ask...
Here.
You are the one that's going to ask the questions, and you can pick the one that you like with the best personalities, or who you might want to, or who you might want to have a fantasy date with. All right. Here we go. Now. I got to get my game thing on here. Hold on.
First of all, can you give me the names again so I can be cool with
the names?
I'll
give you
the name. The names.
Well, here's bachelor number one would be King. Bachelor number one would be
no,
King.
No. Can you start with her first?
Okay. I'm Nakia.
All right. Bachelorette number one is the beautiful Ebony Princess. Latia is bachelorette number one. Bachelor number two will be King Webb. Bachelor number three will be me. Bachelor number four will be Cole. We call him the Vanilla
Miles
Ice.
Del Rey.
Okay, Miles Del Rey. That's bachelor
or
number four.
Or you can
four.
Call me the Prince of Laguna Beach. Thank
right.
you.
All right. So those are your choices. Bachelorette number one is Latia. So if you just call bachelor number two, they'll just say it. So we have to remember who we are. Bachelorette number one will be Latia. Bachelor number two will be King. Bachelor number three will be me. And bachelor number four will be Miles Del Rey. And you can ask the little questions to get to know them. And who. And then their final result, who would you like to go on a fantasy date with? Is that cool?
Yes.
All right. You guys ready to play? Latia, you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
I'm ready.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, you guys ready? King, you ready to play?
Hey, King, you can cash at me if you want me to mess this up in case
all
I
right.
win.
King, King's ready. Already. You know,
I'm
this is going
towel.
Sideways
I'll,
in the beginning.
I'll answer badly. And you can take
all right.
it.
Now, you can't answer unless she calls on you, so no one can talk
right.
out of turn. All right? Because
okay.
that's just rude. Okay?
Got it.
All right. It's mm-hmm. time to play. I don't even have my game show music. Ellen took my game show music away.
Ryan.
Yeah,
come
she
on.
Took my music.
All right, I'll do it. I don't know if that's the right game show, but it wasn't bad.
No, that's the Muppets, but it's okay. Here we go. Time to play.
No, it isn't.
Hello. Here we go. It's time to play the dating game on the Brian Hammer Jackson Show.
There we
yes,
go.
Yes, I am your host, Winky Dink, but I am also bachelor number three. Never played before, but I will play. Today, we have a very beautiful mystery guest. She's been on the show before. We all fall in love with her. She won't tell us who her name is. We like mystery. But she's going to choose a person, her fantasy date today.
Hey, don't call
the
him
contestant.
Winky. Call him Mr. Dink.
Yeah. You can call me Winky. You can call me Dink. But don't call me Mr. Winky Dink. Now, here we go. Our bachelor. And today, our person who's on the spotlight is the lovely Miss Mystery. You can tell by her voice, she melts butter. She makes men cringe. She makes women go, well, I can try that. She's going to be answering the questions. And let's find out something about our contestant. Contestant number one, our bachelorette number one. Tell us a little bit about your bachelorette number one.
Well... Yeah. Oh, what can I say? Well, I have two beautiful babies.
Mm-hmm.
As y'all can hear.
Mm.
I'm 24 years old.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's
okay.
enough for me. Yay. I'm voting for her, even though I'm a bachelor. There you go. Bachelorette number one. You sound great. You sound yummy. In fact, sound like something I could just eat with my gravy. That's bachelorette number one. Bachelor number two. Tell us about yourself, Mr. King Webb. Here you go, bachelor number two. So our mystery guest can know a little bit about you.
I'm black and I'm proud. No, well, I got, you know, three kids and a
and I'm a hip hop rapper.
Wow.
That's all I'm expecting right now.
That's right. Wow. That's pretty damn good. Yeah. Master number two is going to be hard to beat. Black and is proud. Three beautiful children. And he's a recording artist, too, by the way. And Grammy's coming your way. That's right. Like King Webb always says, I'll do your mammy if you give me that Grammy. That's right. All right. Bachelor number three, that's me. Tell people a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
Well, Wink, it started when I was a child and I pissed my diaper. I knew then what I wanted to do. I wanted to go in show business. I have no kids that I know of. And I'm on the show because I need publicity and I want to, you know, brand my name. I got an album coming out, say, don't buy this shit. If you do, I need the money. One up in the top 10. Thank you, Bachelor number three. All right. Here we go. Bachelor number four. Hails from New York. That's it. Part you. Part everything. He doesn't like Israel, but he sure loves things. He likes to smoke weed, and weed smokes him. Let's hear it, Miles Del Rey. Tell us a little bit about you. Bachelor number four.
Hey, I'm Miles Del Rey, otherwise known as the Prince of Laguna Beach. I was born in California. I moved to New York. I'm not black, but I'm still proud. I like smoking weed, playing my guitar, doing some acting, having fun, have some laughs, and I'm great in the bedroom.
There you go. Look at that. And
I got
mystery
long fingers.
Guest. You got long fingers. Jeez. All right, mystery guest. You know a little bit about your contestants. And now it's up to you to ask the question to each bachelor or bachelorette so you can find out about your mystery date or fantasy date for tonight. And here you go. Take it away, mystery guest number one. Take it away. You may ask the questions to the bachelor and the bachelorette.
All right, we're going to set this out right now to bachelor number one. We're coming straight out of the box. We're going to start with a mild but not so mild question. What is your preference?
Who are you referring it to? What question is it to? What bachelor or bachelorette?
Bachelor number one.
That is king.
Bachelorette.
Oh, bachelorette number one. I'm sorry. That's Latia.
Yes.
And that's your question. Would you ask the question again, mystery guest, to bachelorette number one?
What is your preference?
What is...
And that's a wide open question. That is, you know, you take it how you like. It is one single question. What is your preference?
I'm trying to see what it means. I don't even know.
Okay, moving on to bachelor number two.
Bachelor number two is the King Web. Bachelor number two, go ahead, your answer, your question.
Being that we know what bachelor number three preference more likely is, what is your preference, bachelor number two?
Well, I guess you're asking.
I mean, you know, when I hear that word preference, I think about school. Like, what do you like? What do you like? What is this? You know what I mean? So, It depends, you know. You know, my preference, it really depends, you know, but it's really, it all depends on where I'm at, who I'm around, who the person is. You know, it depends. So, you know, when it comes to all that preference and all that, what I like and all that kind of stuff, it really depends, you know.
All right. Bachelor number three.
Mm-hmm.
What defines you?
What defines me? Okay, it's hard for me to really think of a word that defines me because it comes to amazing, fantastic, brilliant, unbelievable. corrupt, yes.
I said your people.
Snitch, if it's for money.
We already know our hoes.
I got hoes for references. They'll tell you what about me, but go ahead. I'm waiting for
He got a long list of hoes. I'll vouch for
you. I got a long list of hoes. I got references.
I got a long list of hoes. That should be your key. Tim, make that a rap song. I got a long list of hoes.
G's up, hoes down.
Yes.
For our
last bachelor, what is your preference?
My preference is women. I didn't understand. I mean,
there
you
go. And elaborate, sir.
Ding, 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 ding. A hot piece of ass that don't say no and likes to have a good time and a good laugh. And I know that's you because you sound like a hot, sexy little woman and just forget about never been with a white boy because once you go white, you ain't ever going back. There it is. That's my final answer.
There you go.
Oh, my.
I'm at the top of the heap. After the first round, I'm sitting on top of the mountain. You hear that, King? You better start doing some paddling, motherfucker.
Wow.
You better get your climbing shoes on.
Oh, my.
Okay, next question. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody's talking about me, but it's okay. I'm still in the running. Next question.
No, you ain't.
I know.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Being that we have a shy panelist and so forth, I'm going to give out a scenario of who I am or what I am or who I am and see if we can get a plug-in of who and where I came from. But I have one more question for the panelists, and anybody can chime in at one time. It doesn't matter who comes in first.
All right.
Is there anyone on the panel interested and concerned and driven for the other panelists on the panel today?
I'm going last because I got the best answer.
You're going last.
That's right.
Is there anyone? Well, yeah. I mean, on the panel, I mean, I'm seeing some beautiful people here in this panel. I mean, they're artists and they're creative people. I have interest in all of them.
About the bedroom, man. You know, you got.
Oh, you're talking about the bedroom.
Yeah. Well, I hope you don't got a crush on me.
Okay. Wait. Well, I will do this.
Preference.
Well, yes, I do. Okay, I will admit. Okay, I will. I do have fantasies about King in a tutu and a thong and his butt up in the air and my name on his ass, you know. I mean, sometimes I have a little. I have this prison crush. I got this prison crush on King. I'm human. All right, next.
You've been watching too much RuPaul, motherfucker.
I know I have. I've been watching too much porn, prison porn. But go ahead. No, I mean, the one that if really the serious names will probably be Latia. I mean, she's funny, she's witty as far as, you know, sexually and everything. I'm a straight guy, you know, but Latia I would be interested.
You're older
in.
Than water. You're like older than bread. I said you're older than water.
Hey, hell no. Will you stop? No. You know what? We're going to beat your ass. We're good. You know what? We're going to beat your ass. There's only three bachelors. Stop it. Okay, go ahead. Next person. Next person.
Go ahead, King. You're up next. I'm going last. Like I said, I'm taking this shit down. I'm taking it to the hole, baby. I'm taking it to the rack.
That's my man right there, and I don't
believe.
I don't believe. I always gave him props, and he just I can't believe he don't remember who I am.
I can't believe
it
either.
My feelings is so hurt.
I would disqualify him.
I'm surprised.
I would get rid of him.
But my feelings is hurt. Panel number four. But I'm ready.
You don't remember her, Cole?
Here.
You should remember her, and she is hurt, and you're trying to win a date, and you don't even remember her. See?
Brian, I'm going to do as I always do. I'm going to blame lots of weed smoking, and I know it's a weed.
Okay. that's your go-to.
I didn't get my answer yet, so, King, you're still up, brother. You're still up for that question. Are you attracted to anybody else on the panel? And you better not say me. I don't care if you got a fantasy about Brian and Tutu, you know. Maybe you guys should get a hotel room in Scottsdale, Arizona, and work that shit out. You feel me?
Oh, man.
Make a videotape. You can sell it to Bruce Jenner.
Well, to answer the question, I mean, I've been on this show for a long time, and, you know, I get on to life, bullshit, and have a good time, you know what I mean? So I don't really
That was the last nail in your coffin, brother. You ready? You ready, Miss Mystery Lady? Are you ready for the
I am ready.
You ready for the great white hope to bring it on back, slam it on down?
Yes, I am.
Come on,
the
Cole.
White hope. Pull it down.
Here it comes. Here it goes. I'm slamming it down. All right. Sounds to me like you're a lonely lady. You're funny. You're sexy. You're only a train right away. I'm going to be right on the way to when I see my mom down in Florida because I don't fly. I'm a scared white boy. But I can tell you, I'll make you laugh, and I'll make you orgasm to the sunset. How's that sound? I think I won this motherfucker.
Ding, 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 ding. Contestant number four. White boy
it's
from
over.
White Boy City coming down, and he is feeling great about himself, and he is who he is.
That's
Has
right.
Won the game.
And I'm packing heat. I'm packing thunder for you. White chocolate, as they used to call me on the basketball court at West 4th when I ran with Anthony Mason from the Knicks.
Contestant number four, I got one more clue for you. And just let me see if you can just pin it down.
All right.
So since you have the heat, okay,
mm-hmm.
okay, Brian didn't even bring all his sexiness on from this show. You know, he didn't even bring all that on, okay? He didn't bring it all on. He didn't put it on like he normally would put it on, okay?
I know.
So being that you're the winner of this show. And all right, I'm going to give you one final last clue, and let's see if you can guess on the bonus round.
Before you give me the clue, I can tell you why Brian's not being as sexy and boisterous as he usually is, and that's because his old lady is standing behind him with about a 6 or 7 inch kitchen knife. Okay, give me my last clue. That's right.
Your last clue. Since you carry heat, then you should know me by my friend and my only other friend, being that you gave the spiel that you gave. Smith and Wesson is my friend. And since you have heat, your heat got friends. So who this mystery caller may be. This is just a bonus score. This don't even shave no points off your thing.
Okay, I'm going to take a guess.
What was your name?
I'm going to take a guess.
Oh, Brian's going to take a guess?
Yes. If your friend, is your friend Laverne?
Bam! He messed up. He got the $500 on you.
Wait a second. I need $500. Why are you giving it to that guy?
But
I can make a guess now, Brian. Can I guess first?
He won the bonus round.
Well, what did
he
get? A fishy roll? You need to send him a Kit Kat bar? You need to send him a fishy roll?
I didn't send him nothing. He just in tune with his guests, and that proves that Mr. Brian is in tune with all his guests.
Brian, go ahead. What's her name? Brian, what is it? Reveal her name if you know it, because I think I know it too.
Name, Brian. What's the mystery lady's name?
Take the money.
Laverne's good people. Laverne's good people.
No. Take the money.
Not,
go ahead and take the money.
I'm taking the money.
Go on, White Hope.
Take the money, White Hope. We're going to take the money, but we have
Isn't
to find out. Who are you going to choose?
Is that Miss Lisa? Is that Miss Lisa?
He won the game.
Oh. Who did, Cole?
I thought I won the date.
Cole won the date. That was it. He won. You just got the bonus round. And he about to take your bonus because you can't remember.
Well, what does that bonus entail? What does that bonus mean? Does that mean you get something I don't get?
Yeah, you can get it. You get the bonus. But everybody on the panel don't need to know the bonus.
Yeah.
I think the 4th of July is coming up, so I think I need to be in Virginia on the 4th of July to let the fire
and equipped in the red. Yeah, that probably will help you out, you know, with the bonus.
There's no room for second
guess
in this world.
The game is over, and this mystery guest has picked her fantasy bachelor, happens to be Miles Del Rey. The rest of the panel, better luck next time. And that was our game show for today, called You Two Can Be Screwed If You Want to Go on a Dating Game with Brian Hammer Jackson. Thank you for participating, and thank you for supporting this game. Thank you.
Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? It's been a long time. How's everything going?
Things going great, man. I just decided to jump in today because I hadn't been on the line for a while, and you got a whole new panel on me, so I just wanted to meet everybody and say hi.
You are the best, man. I love you. I hear you. You make me smile. You're beautiful. You sound wonderful. And I'm glad you came in. You know it's an open door for you. This is your place, man. Anytime that you want to come in.
I love my Arizona guy still, though. I meant that from the bottom of my heart.
You really do. Hey, he didn't even get any answers right.
Where's my gun? Let me load up my 38.
He's like, hi, I'm King. That's it. Number one, Arizona. I'm heading to Arizona. But wait a minute. He didn't even answer any questions. I don't care.
Right.
Hey, Brian, I'm loading. Wait, you want
to
hear this?
I will fly to Arizona for him. Remember, I told you that. Remember, Brian, I'll fly to Arizona to meet him.
Wow. King, what do you think of that?
King, before you answer that, just know that I'm loading my .38 pistol right now. You can hear it. I'm locked and loaded, motherfucker.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, before you ain't going to go to Arizona if we have our date, because you ain't going to have no search for, you're going to have no need for, I'm not going to have no need.
I'm loyal to my date. I'm looking forward to my date.
Once you get the white chocolate, up in you, it's over. Overtime.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, once you try white, you ain't right. But there you go.
That's right.
Where's Arizona? King, say something to the lady because she came in to hear you and everything. Come on, King, give her a little something.
I think King's got grabbed the box of tissues. He's wiping his eyes right now. I crushed him.
No, he's shy. King is so shy. He's so shy.
That was so beautiful.
very nice.
Thank God. Go ahead.
I'm still over here trying to, you know, think of who it is. You know, like so many people that came on and gone off and came on and gone off. I'm just over here like,
Brian, my impression didn't work, Brian. My impression didn't work. I didn't leave a lasting impression, Brian. I have to try to.
Oh, you did. You did. I knew you.
That's for sure. I do remember you. I just didn't remember your name,
which we'll make up for in the bedroom. And by the way,
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't want to say who I thought it was, but I'm just gonna say it anyway. I thought it was somebody that was related to Sharice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because
I remember, you know, talking to somebody that she was related to or knew. And I remember, you know, talking to somebody like that, you know, who was joking with me one time about coming to Arizona, and I'm like, is that who it is? And I'm like, man, it's been so long, I just said, I don't even know. So, but.
I ain't mad. Yeah, I did come up here, though. I haven't been up here in a while, and I did want to catch up with Brian, and I was like, I wonder if he's still up there.
Oh, yeah. I'm here, baby. And, you know, on the bonus round, just because you picked King, King is a good choice, of course. This is King Webb.
I did not pick King.
Oh, that's right. You picked Miles. You picked Miles. Now, here it is.
God dang,
what are the odds where there's three black people on the panel and you picked a white dude? What are the odds? I mean, even then we can't catch a break. Okay. I mean, it's like,
hey,
all right,
thank God you didn't have Mr. Solution on the panel. It would destroy the game show. I mean, he's gay anyway.
Right. I mean, when we get in the panel, we're sitting there. I'm seeing beautiful Latia. I got King by my side going, okay, and she's black. We got this, right? We got this. I'm going to pick the white dude. What? Really?
I was going off of the 1,000-1, right, Brian? Yeah, the Vegas odds were like 2,000-1. I pulled it out.
I know. The odds were so against you.
Well, that was a bad choice
of
word.
He was so close. He had all the right answers. So, I can't cheat in the game. I'm the host, so I couldn't cheat in the game
true.
On that one.
That is true. Well, you know.
I had to be honest.
But I have to give you a little bonus for your Arizona man. This is King Webb. I don't give a damn. This is his latest. Listen to this. Here you go.
I don't give a damn. If any of you motherfuckers talk to me or not, okay. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know, watch they shit this week. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam, got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
Y'all fuck boys make a noise. You talk toys cause you talk Tyler. Sometimes I get up on my hand up. I disregard you and that's enough. And it's rough. Your blood from the cold shoulder. You really think that I care? I've been riding in dolo. Still looking for the promo. And you know that it's pyro. Technically, but technically my ethics be right aligned where it's supposed to be. Trying to get these groceries for the kids and the families to get off these. Only use my needs. For the Lord created me, and it isn't no beast. Got a statue, so I'm at peace with my Velveeta. I don't need a real hard, security shade with a Tina. Sit with a Nina, or even a Diva. I'm good in the season, they're not sick. And to keep that BS away, y'all trying to run pockets like TSA. Then look for the real rate like I'm eBay. Y'all fools ain't gonna play me like I mediate at the NBA with the 2K. That's why I'm out like a suitcase. You don't wanna flip a win like a toupee. And I feel that bullet that gon' make souffle. And I might seem strange, but I don't throw shade. And I'll get what I owe someday. Let's win another old world way. But just for today, this is what I'm gonna say.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why they shit this week. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam, got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
My past back there going to get mad. There's no more drama with my dad. Long time and no see. Too bad, wanna bring my family together. I'm like, fuck it, whatever now. Thanks for turning your back on me. Make me shake and thought my problems was baking. Bunch of fucking pretty with no revelation. Haters still hating with their low education. Screw what you heard, ain't salvation. Rich motherfuckers stay fucking up the nation. You ain't gotta fuck with red, yo. Rapping talking shit, yeah, I know. Get my feeling on me, damn, bro. Last night we was sipping that wine, though. Got a problem with me, then step up. If not, don't waste your breath, bruh. You fucked your rep, not rep, man. Doing six thugs, we doing a damn thing. Changing places, I need that space, staying educated. Hitting all bases, it's time to do what I feel for you. So fuck, see y'all finna let you screw. If I get stacks, don't stack. Don't send me with your 360 contract stack. One this, two this, or excuse me, miss. Rappers nowadays are diss and snitch. Keep my name out your mouth. Let's be rich, or this be hella fake. Tasting like a snake, greeting with a smile and a handshake. That shit bitch made.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all fuckers don't know what they shit. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
Shit, all you motherfuckers claiming to fuck with me. Like me, but you don't like me. If y'all don't kill yourself.
You know, I wrote a song too, you know, and it goes like this. I don't give a damn what King said, but don't fuck with me either. I don't give a
ain't that right?
All right, King Webb, I don't give a damn. Get this single, man. The guy's talented. The ladies love him. It's be LL King. King Webb. LL King Webb. Ladies love King Webb. That's a new LL. This is for you. This is for you, mystery caller. I don't know who you are. But this song is for you. Here we go, because this is a place where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name. And this is for you. I think this is for you. How come it's not playing? Oh, here you go. And this is for you. Making your way in the world, everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries. Sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to
wouldn't you like to see alone?
All those nights when you've got no light, the check is in the mail. By its tail, and your third fiance didn't show.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
This studio is always open for you, Miss Mystery Guest, and everybody loves you. You know that. So no matter what problems that you have that day, come on in the studio, and we will always make them worse. I mean, better.
Hey, Brian, I got a song right off the cuff. You ready?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, let me just get prepared here.
Hey, all mystery right. lady, I'm coming down to Virginia to rock your world. You'll forget all about King and Brian's little penis. Oh, yeah. I'm going
like
to rock your world.
I don't like that song. I will not play that on my station.
Yeah,
that's not happening.
Ooh,
you know what?
White and shady.
Nah,
I'm
going to kill you.
I'm going to rock your world.
I'm putting a hit on your ass right now. Not going to happen.
Woo.
Not going to be played here. Well, find you. Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. When we come back. Oh, I have to remind everybody. This is the last show for the week. I am going to Alaska tomorrow. So I will not be on until Monday. I will get back from Alaska Sunday night. So we will resume the show Monday. So it's 5 days without Brian the Hammer Jackson. I know.
Brian, you better be careful. Are there any black people in Alaska?
I'll be the only one, I'm sure.
That's all right.
But,
mark,
and, you know, that's a good question because I didn't see many, you know, when I was there before, I didn't see many black people at all. And they looked at me like I was some kind of, what's going on there? He's not Indian. I don't know, Martha, look at this man. But I didn't see many black people there. I did not. I was in Anchorage.
You know what they said under their breath, Brian, when they saw you bopping down the street?
They're friendly people. I mean, they're really
friendly. I
know, but
you know what was on their mind when they saw you?
No.
They said, oh, look, that guy must have a big black penis.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to go there. I don't think many men in Alaska were thinking that, but
I didn't say the men. I mean, some men play on that side of the freeway. That's fine. Like
maybe. I mean, I ain't no Eskimo ho, but I don't know. I'm not an Eskimo, so we'll see.
Eskimo.
So,
hey, Brian, I'm
sending
you my song. Why don't you play? You going for a break? What are you doing? Getting a pop tart? Why don't you play
what
my
I'm
song?
Going to do? What I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a segment. We do have a segment, by the way.
Okay.
And there is some breaking news, and I don't know if this is really good or not. I don't know the controversy on this, but we're going to play it anyway. But I just want to let everybody know. If you want to know when the show is set up and when we're on, all you have to do, and I rarely say it, but go to blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson, hit the follow button, and when the show appears live, you'll get it in your email if you like to follow the show. I will be back on Monday morning, and that's it, just letting everybody know. So people don't think, oh, where's Brian? I'm in Alaska. If you're on my Facebook, you'll see some updates. You'll see updates and pictures and everything from me from Alaska. Yeah, cool.
Well, nice. You're leaving tomorrow?
Leaving tomorrow, yes. I guess I could do the show tomorrow. I guess I can do Alaska tomorrow
because
I'm not leaving until 7.
Yeah, airport, homie.
Huh?
When's your flight leave?
So, you know what? I'm going to tell you a story. It's a true story. All right. And I'm going to tell people, don't do this, because I did it. Don't do this. True story. It's my girlfriend, Cindy. She'll say, you know, don't do anything stupid. I go, I don't do something stupid. We're going through the airport. I get the whole thing. Let's get through the airport without any kind of drama. I'm not taking no drama. Crapped it. Okay? She goes through. We're at Southwest. We go into the airport from Las Vegas. We're going to California. We go through. We're going through the line. And Cindy goes in first and everything. She's fine. You know, she goes through, puts her hands up. She's waiting for me. And I happen to go next. And I swear to hand to God, hand to Jesus, I'm telling you the truth. Cindy's saying, don't do anything stupid. Just let's get through the airport. I'm not going to do anything stupid. I'm not a child. So I'm waiting to go through. And I see this security dog, you know, the drug sniffing dog and a bomb dog. So I see it. And... which I should not have seen it. And I'm seeing the puppy. And so I'm going through the line, and I'm going, psst, puppy. You know, the dog's ears started to come up. So I know I'm communicating with the drug dog. The person says, sir, really mean, right? Like a bitch. Don't call the dog. All right, hands off. Okay, hands up. Don't shoot. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? I can see Cindy's face starting to change. I'm going, oh, no. I'm going through this. By the way, she was a very mean lady. So her back was turned towards me, and I started saying, puppy, puppy. Dog's ears are twitching. I should never have done that. Why? Why stop doing it? We go through, and then the lady says, okay, you guys go, it was me and a white guy. We want you to go in twos and just walk through. I could do that. We're walking, and all of a sudden, that fucking dog, I mean, all of a sudden, I get this, you two, come here. I go, what? The dog paid special attention to one of you. I go, I wonder who. I want you to go through a special security. I'm up there getting searched. They went through my bags. They swiped my phone. They did the bacteria thing. I go, what are you looking for? All right, be quiet. You know, because the dog picked you out. I said, the dog picked me out. I wasn't having no drugs or nothing. That fucking bitch dog. And then all of a sudden, all right, sir, it was in your pocket to do this. I got this special search, and it's like, everybody, look at these idiots. The dog paid attention. You know, then people in the airport going, oh, no, look at that. I'm going, no,
you
nothing
got an
to be here.
Up the asshole.
Right. I'm at the center of attention. And Cindy's going, I told you, why can't you just go to the airport? I don't know what's wrong with that dog. So that's what happened. See, out of all the people, that drug dog going, hey, what's up? And next thing you
did
know,
did the white boy have any drugs on him? Did you?
No,
did
he was. You know, it was so funny. He was like the most. He was like Waldo. You know, he had the glasses. He was a skinny guy. He was kind of
right. Dorky.
I was next to him, and it's like, okay, pick out the suspect. The guy, come on, man. So I think they did that. So they didn't want to just key on me, saying it was a racist thing. So
right.
They threw in a substitute white boy, saying we don't know who's in trouble here. Yeah, right. You can look at Waldo and you look at me. Who's more likely to burn down the building? You know, so that's what it was. So don't mess with the dogs. Don't mess with the dogs. Like I did.
You'd be surprised though with someone who looks like they're innocent though. Sometimes that's the one who's got the fucking kilo up their ass.
Right. You know, I got a feeling he was a plant. I really do, because he was just too cool. Because he was standing there
right.
And go, hey, is that your ego? But he was just way too cool. I got a feeling when he was a plant, like, you go next to him, so when we target him, it doesn't look like it's a racial thing.
Right.
And, you know,
killed.
I really think it was a setup. And I didn't have any drugs or anything on me, so I think it was a setup. It was just a warning, like, this is what happens when you fuck with the drug dog. I think that's what it was, because I had no drugs on me. And I said, why would the dog pick me up?
Right.
I just
you
said,
know,
puppy.
You know not to. You know not to fucking, to it's not a pet store, motherfucker. You know not to fucking a dog, you know what I mean?
I saw a puppy, and I'm going to expand to the puppy. I didn't really
now,
fuck with the puppy.
I got a question
like,
for
said,
you.
Puppy. Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If they would have fucking pulled you into a room and put gloves on, would you have slipped out? Like if they wanted
I,
to do
I
a
flipped out
check,
then. I flipped out then because I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, I did, because what happened was when, you know, I saw when they opened my bag, they were swiping my phone and everything. And I guess, I don't know what they were doing that for. And then the dude, swear to God, he put on some blue gloves. He put on, and he could hear it snap. I go, oh, hell
yeah.
No, uh-uh. Yeah. And he goes, relax, I'm just going to check something in your bag, you know. So, yeah, I did flip that one, so I saw those gloves, man. I didn't sign up for this in Southwest.
They checked your phone for cocaine particles.
Maybe. But that's
you know,
what really happened. So we're going to do this last story, then we're going to go on our main story, and here it
what
is.
What would you have done if they said we're going into this room over here and they had a couple of people with gloves on?
I would have to do it. Yeah, I would flip out, but, you know, if I
you
wanted to get home.
Right after that.
No, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. See,
well,
it's me. Let me tell you something. If I saw that and I'm running on that plane, I would want them to do the same thing. If they suspected somebody, you go ahead. You got my permission. I don't care if it's an infant. You take that child and you take her in that room and you do that cavity search on that kid. You know what I mean? I want to stay flight home.
I don't care if someone does blow in the bathroom from Vegas to L.A. I mean, how many people on that fucking flight probably were doing drugs?
Oh, it was packed. It was packed.
Yeah?
It was jam-packed. All right. I don't know if this is a story. Here we go. Here we go. There's going to be a lot of jokes on this, and after we do this, we're going to go to our main story. Here we go. So apparently, see, I'm an Oakland Raider fan. I've always been a Raider fan. I was recruited by the Raiders. The Raiders, my thing. My cousin played for the Raiders. The Raiders stand for bad boys. You know, they how the Raiders recruit their players is like they go to the county jail or they go to prison and they recruit the biggest, baddest motherfuckers. This is how the Raiders are. All right. So this guy today comes out. He's a Raider. And here's the headline. Carl Nesbitt becomes the first active gay NFL player to come out. A gay guy comes out from the Oakland Raiders, or now the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't know if it's much of a story, but here it is. Las Vegas Raider defensive end. Oh, really? Las Vegas Raiders defensive end, Carl.
I was surprised he wasn't
out.
A tight end, Brian, or
exactly.
A wide receiver.
I thought he would be a tight end if you want, you know. I don't know. But
or a wide
Carl
receiver.
Came out. A wide receiver is pretty good. Carl came out as gay Monday. He became the first active player in the NFL to do so. I didn't know that. Just wanted to take a quick moment to say, I'm gay. Does it really matter, dude? Does it really matter? You're playing football. Why is this making news to me? Who cares? But anyway, he decides to say he's gay. He said it, and he came out on Instagram video. Okay. He says, I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. Well, you probably could have needed to get it off your chin, but okay, your chest, that'll be fine too. In a video, Nesbitt said that he has the best family, friends, and job in the NFL, adding that while he's normally a private person, he believes in the power of representation and visibility. He also announced a $100,000 donation to the Trevor Project for his work with the LGBTQ and suicide prevention. Well, the NFL celebrated Nesbitt's announcement and the Raiders, and they commented on Nesbitt's post with a series of heart emojis. Here's the news report. Really? Here's a news report.
He says he's been hiding for years. He says he speaks. Carl Nassib decided to reveal this secret that he says he's been hiding for years. He says he's speaking out to increase visibility and also announced how he's helping young people who may be struggling right now.
I just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay.
Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib says he has agonized over this moment for the last 15 years.
I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest.
Although other players have come out as gay after retiring, Nassib will be the first openly gay active NFL athlete to play in a regular season. In a statement accompanying the video, he said, I stand on the shoulders of giants, incredible people who have paved the way for me to have this opportunity. The 28-year-old also announced he's donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention and crisis intervention organization for LGBTQ youth.
He's an inspiring figure now for so many LGBTQ young people.
Yeah, CEO Amet Haley said Nassib is sending a message to others.
I hope people will see this announcement and feel motivated to say, we need to create a world where everyone can play sports when they want to, regardless of their sexual orientation or their gender identity.
Fellow players like Saquon Barkley, J.J. Watt, and Solomon Thomas are among the NFL stars showing their support online.
Yeah. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell echoed Nassib, saying the league shares his hope that someday soon statements like his will no longer be newsworthy.
I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate.
Win a game.
Now, Nassib will be the first openly gay athlete to take the field in the regular season, as we mentioned. But you might remember Michael Sam was the first openly gay player to be drafted by an NFL team back in 2014 when he was picked by the St. Louis Rams. Never ended up making a team, never took the field or played in the regular season, but it was certainly a seminal moment for the league and for pro sports back then. Sam tweeting his support saying, thank you for owning your truth.
Yeah, really glad to see the players and the NFL immediately backing him up.
Right.
That's what's going to make this not newsworthy
change
down the road.
Yeah, we're behind.
Shouts out
to
Ryan Russell and Ryan O'Callaghan, who announced they were gay after they retired.
Right.
So, you know, this, they're standing on the shoulders.
You're a hero, you butt fucker. You know, we want to support all the gay listeners out there, you little Peter Puffers. I support you. I love you. and I'm behind you. Okay, I hope that goes well. I don't know. Gay pride. Is it really news? Is it really news? I mean, who cares? Win a game, Raiders. I mean, I really don't care about who's gay. And, you know, I have a problem with it. You know, as I get older, I have a problem. Why do we care? Why do we care what anybody does in their bedroom? I mean, what's the only thing that separates us from being gay is that the guy likes to be with another guy. There's no, other than that, there's no difference. And it's a personal thing. Why are we celebrating somebody who says, you know what, I like to suck a man's dick? Well, you have every right to go. You go ahead, you little dick sucker. Why do we have to make this a celebration that I'm gay and therefore letting you know that I like to be with men? Who cares? But that's the story. An Oakland Raider is coming out, active gay player. I don't care. I really don't care. But as you know, on the Ryan Hammer Jackson show, we have an undercover journalist in the locker room, in the Raiders locker room. And we wanted to really hear what the players really think. And we got the exclusive, and here it is. I'm going to mute you guys, but this is an exclusive because I want you to listen. So we have an undercover journalist in the dressing room of the Oakland or the Las Vegas Raiders about their gay friend. And this is what they had to say.
No, I mean, these are hard to get on. Let's face it, you got to be a man to wear tights.
Will, how me seems?
Perfect. Every time.
We're men in tights. We roam around the forest looking for fights. We're men in tights. We run from the rich and give to the poor, that's right. We may look like sissies, but what would you say, or else we'll put out your light. We're men in tights, always on guard defending the people's rights.
La 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 la.
From the Raiders locker room. And that's our gay story for today, and we're going to go with our new transistor story when we get back. You know, guys, really, I mean, it's 2021. I want to ask you before we move on, do you really care who comes out a gay anymore? I mean, is it a thing anymore? I'm King. Latia, our mystery guest. I mean, is it a thing? I mean, is it really? Because I think we moved past that to transgender now. I'll go to you, King. Do you really care? I mean, is it a news story?
No, I really don't. I don't really care at all. I mean, I got people from all walks of life that support me in my music, you know.
Right.
Yeah, at the end of the day, everybody is their own person, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, that's that, you know what I mean? As long as they don't try to, you know, rub it off on me and have me a part of their cult or anything like that, and you know, mm-hmm. I don't care, you know? So, I mean, mm-hmm. Shit, if you want to pass and fuck some dick, hey, that's your business, you know what I'm saying? You do what you do.
Right.
Just don't try to force me in mind, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't force me in mind. I mean, then we have a problem, but that... You know what I'm saying? Hey, each his own, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. I just don't get it. And Latia, how about you? Do you care? I mean, is it really – are you tired of hearing this, I'm a hero because I came out as gay? I mean, you're a little bit too late. This is 21. Do you care if anybody comes out? Latia, is it news?
Huh?
Is it, you know, do you care if anybody says, hey, I'm coming out, I'm gay now, everybody, I'm a hero. Is it really news anymore?
No, not really, because when my younger brother came and told me that he was gay, like, I wasn't so much upset, but I was like, dang. You really, this is what you want to do. So, you know, I cried a little and whatever, but, I mean.
Did you really?
Not so much to do. Yeah, I cried because I'm like, this is my little brother. Why he got to go this route? But, you know, he came to me because he probably wasn't able to go to his mom. So,
right.
You know, I felt like, you know, he trusted me enough to, you know, to at least tell me. So, when
right.
I started crying, he started crying, so we were both mortified. So, you know, I still support
wow.
my brother. You know, he's 19. He was, I think he was, what, 16 at the time, and he's about 19. So, you know, I still love my brother, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's, yeah, I just, you know, I think we moved on from gay to transgender, and that's our target now because that's the main story about this transgender who's going to be on the women's Olympic team and wants to burn the American flag. That's our main story. We'll see how you feel about that. Where's our mystery guest, our beautiful, gorgeous mystery guest? Are we tired of these stories about people coming out? Is it really news, our mystery guest? Is it really? Come on.
I don't feel like it's news. It's old news.
Right.
But I don't think the community, I am not against
mm-hmm.
that community. My son is in that community.
Mm-hmm.
Did I choose that community? No. Was my son forced on that community? Yes. I feel because he was introduced to it in school. The person is deceased and was charged for introducing these young men to these situations.
Really?
But that goes to show you when people make such a big deal, oh, I'm this, I'm that, that's why
mm-hmm.
it's hard for different people to be able to converse or know when your child is in trouble or not in trouble or whatever. I don't go around here and say, hey, I humped a man last night. You know,
right.
do I get 4 hours or 5 hours? Are you
right.
mad? You know, I mean, why do it matter who I hugged last night or, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's old news. I think it's overrated.
I think you're right.
I don't think being gay is no more. That's like being white privilege, if you want to say that.
Right.
Why you make you so much privilege and you such a hero because you are in this status. But again, I understand you want to stand your ground, but I think it makes it difficult for a lot of people and a lot of people to understand it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter who you
right.
sleep with.
Exactly. I mean, I agree with you 100%, man. I really do. I mean, I slept with a pig and once in a while. I mean, she was a pig, but nobody, you know, you don't see me marching for pork lives, but you know what I'm trying to say? It doesn't care who you slept with. I mean, some of us slept with some dogs. Doesn't make us, you know, a pet file. Put it together, pet file. Dogs, animals. And we're going to go on. And to you, Mr. Miles Davis. Do you care? Is it old news? What the hell?
Well, no, here's my take on it. I don't know if you guys remember three years ago, there was a black guy. I forgot his first name. His last name was Sam. He was more of a bench player. He wasn't a starter. He was a defensive guy as well. And he pretty much got blackballed. Like, you didn't see him on the field anymore. You know, I can see where he'd do this, but then on the flip side, you know, I understand. Well, for number one, you know, in the NFL coming out, I don't think a whole lot of guys are going to, you know, join the party because there's a lot more gay men in football in every sport than you think there are. But I think more so in football because it's kind of a tight-knit unit. They're like weightlifting and shit together. But here's my point. I really don't like him coming out just for the simple fact. Well, first of all, he's going to take a lot of heat from the you know, the fans. People are going to be yelling out shit this whole fucking season to him. So he's got thick skin, you know. God bless him for being proud of who he is. But I don't, with everything that's going on with like pro-transgender and pro-gay, for the kids that, you know, like your mystery shopper just said, you know, they kind of are coaxed into thinking that that's the normal way. And I'm not going to say it's, for me, it's not normal. I mean, it's not my thing. I'm not saying that somebody can't do what they want to do. You know, it's your body and your life. But, you know, there are a lot of kids out there, and the kids that are on the fence that are going to see this now and think, when they don't even know what their sexuality is because they haven't even gotten to puberty, to see a strong, you know, a football player come out. It's like, I'll be honest with you, I enjoy watching sports, football, basketball, and baseball. And I really don't, I think for the kids' sake and also myself, I really don't want to know. Once you've hung up
really?
Your cleats.
Really?
Yeah, once you've hung up your cleats,
because of time restraint.
If 20 guys, you know, tomorrow came out, and you're like, oh, shit, they're starting running back for the Falcons, and, you know,
right.
But nobody else is going to come out. And
okay.
I just think,
okay.
Like, some kids are they get coaxed to thinking, oh, well, he's
okay.
Gay. Then maybe I'm gay, and they actually weren't gay. But
okay.
This guy might lead them down the path.
I
don't want to know. I want to enjoy the sports. I don't
okay.
want to think about
really, you don't want to know. Okay, for time
about.
Restraint, I have to do it because I want to play.
Okay,
so, okay here's my
all
theory.
Right. Okay.
Here's my theory. First of all, kids know that they're gay. There's been enough gay pride, gay shows, gay sitcoms, gay this, gay that. That is, I don't think that one football player is going to make awareness of a kid going, oh, well, he did it, I did it. There's been enough
right.
shows on TV, Modern Family, so on and so forth, commercials, whatever, portraying gay. Gay's in our face. So I don't think it's that. Here's what I really think would happen. I think his lover going, but you're just so ashamed of me. And he's going, well, I'm not ashamed of you. I'm a football player. Well, no, if you love me, you come out and we can, you know, so he could walk around with his lover and not be, you know, with a beard and that kind of bullshit. So it's not like he's proud. He's been in the NFL for a while. If he wanted to come out as gay, he could have came out gay. Why did he come out gay now? Two things happened. One, some of the players found out that he was gay. Or two, his lover probably told him, if you are proud of our relationship and everything, I want to be proud, because he probably has a flaming-ass boyfriend who's wearing his jersey and telling the gay community, I'm with so-and-so. And so it's going to get out, and he's no hero, so he decided to come out. See, that's my theory behind the theory, because he's been in the NFL for a while, and all of a sudden he comes out, I'm gay. Bullshit. Something happened in your relationship that somebody outed you and you wanted to come out before it hits the press. I'm cynical, but I'm thinking that's what happened. All right, listen, we're going to go to our main topic as well as transgender, and I really am against this. I'm not even going to portray this. So we have this transgender Olympian. It's going to Tokyo in 2021, the Olympics coming up. She vows to burn the American flag if she wins on the podium. Her name is Laurel Hubbard. So if she wins and on the podium, she wants to burn the American flag. Remember, she's a transgender. So she's a man, transitioning to a woman on the woman's Olympic team. I'd like to hear your thoughts. And by the way, this last past shows, how am I doing, mystery caller? Am I still on my game? Do you still like the show? Or have I lost a step or two? Am I still on my game? But last 3 days we were talking about racism, white shaming, this kind of thing. And it reminds me of this song. So right after this song, we go right into our main topic, transgender Olympians. Is it fair? Really? And here's a song about racism. I want you to really listen to it. Just really listen to it, because it'll make you think. And we'll be right back. This is Brian the Hammer Jackson coming to you on Airwaves. And women, you're welcome. And we'll be right
Hello?
Back. Hello.
I'm sorry.
Mystery
I'm sorry. I had to leave for a minute. I'm sorry. You'll be right back.
No,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay. No, I'm glad you did. I was just wondering, it's been a long time since you've been on the show. Have I lost a step, or am I still as cute as you thought I was?
You are still as cute as I thought you were.
Yeah, that's you. That's right. I love you. You got great taste in men. And we'll be right back. Thank you. We'll be right back after this. If you have anything about, and don't be afraid of this opinion with transgender. I mean, don't be afraid to say what you want to feel. But to me, it pisses me off that we have transgenders in the Olympics that are competing with our Olympic gymnasts and weightlifting thing. I don't think it's fair. But pay attention to this message by Lucas Joyner. And we'll be right back. What a main subject.
With all due respect, I don't have pity for you black niggas. That's the way I feel. Screaming Black Lives Matter, all the black guys rather be deadbeats than pay your bills. Yelling nigga this and nigga that. Call everybody nigga and get a nigga mad. As soon as I say nigga, then everyone react and wanna swing at me and call me racist because I ain't black. Compound that then. Talking about slavery like you was around back then. Like you was picking cotton off the fucking ground back then. Like you was on the plantation getting down back then. Alright. Look. I see a black man aiming his gun, but I'd rather see a black man claiming his son. And I don't mean just for one day and you done. I mean, you still trapped in a rut. And I work my ass off and pay my taxes for what? So you can keep living on free government assistance, food stamps for your children, but you still trying to sell them for some weed and some liquor or a fucking babysitter while you party on the road because you ain't got no fucking goals? You already late. You motherfuckers need to get your damn priorities straight. Wait. It's like you're proud to be fake, but you lazy as fuck. You'd rather sell drugs than get a job and be straight. And then you turn around and complain about the poverty rate. Fuck out of my face. You can't escape problems. You can pray for some change, but can't break a dollar. Got nobody else to blame, so you blame Donald. They fuck the world with a Make America Great condom. My boy's been back. I'm not racist. My sister's boyfriend's black. I'm not racist. My sister-in-law's baby cousin Tracy got a brother and his girlfriend's black. My head's in the clouds. Heard it's not enough jobs for all the men in your house. Maybe we should build a wall to keep the Mexicans out. Or maybe we should send them all to the ghetto for now. I'm not racist. And I never lie, but I think there's a disconnect between your culture and mine. I worship the Einsteins, study the Steve Jobs, but you ride Tupac's dick like he was a fucking god. Oh my god. And all you care about is rapping and stunting and being ratchet. And that's the nigga within you. Music rotting your brain and slowly start to convince you. Then you let your kids listen and then the cycle continues. Blame it all on the menu. Blame it on those drinks. Blame it on everybody except for your own race. Blame it on white privileges. Blame it on white kids and just blame it on white citizens. Aim it to vice president. Watch your class clown. Niggas kneeling on the field, that's a flag down. How dare you try to make demands for this money? You gon' show us some respect. You gon' stand for this country, nigga. I'm not racist. I'm just prepared for this type of war. I heard Eminem's rap at the awards. Who's he fighting for? Y'all can take that motherfucker too. He ain't white no more. Just like you wanna be so famous. You'll do anything for attention and a little payment. I can't take you nowhere without people pointing fingers. Pants hanging off your ass. You ain't got no home training. Put your fucking pants up, nigga. Put that suit back on. Take that do-rag off. Take that gold out your mouth. Quit the pitiful stuff. And then maybe police will stop killing you fucks. Yo, what the fuck? I'm not racist. It's like we're living in the same building but split into two floors. I'm not racist. But there's two sides to every story. I wish that I knew yours. I wish that I knew yours. I'm not racist. I swear. With all disrespect, I don't really like you white motherfuckers. That's just where I'm at. Screaming all lives matter is a protest to my protest. What kind of shit is that? And that's one war you'll never win. The power in the word nigga is a different sin. We shouldn't say it, but we do, and that's just what it is. But that don't mean that you can say it just cause you got nigga friends. Nigga. That word was originated for you to keep us under. And when we use it, we know that's just how we greet each other. And when you use it, we know there's a double meaning under. And even if I wasn't picking cotton physically, that don't mean I'm not infected by the history. My grandmama was a slave, that shit gets to me, and you ain't got no motherfucking sympathy, you pussy nigga. I'm sorry, you can never fail my life. Trying to have faith, but I never felt alright. It's hard to elevate when this country's ran by whites, judging me by my skin color and my blackness. Trying to find a job, but ain't nobody call me back yet. Now I gotta sell drugs and put food in my cabinet. You crackers ain't slick, this is all a part of your tactics. Don't talk about no motherfucking taxes.
when I ain't making no dough. You think you know everything, but you don't. You wanna copy our slang and everything that we know. Try to steal black culture and make it your own. Whoa. Fuck, I'm exhausted. I can't even drive without the cops trying to start shit. I'm tired of this systematic racism bullshit. All you do is false shit. This the shit that I'm false with. And you don't know shit about my people. That's what bothers you. You don't know about no fried chicken or no barbecue. You don't know about the two-step or no loose change. You don't know about no two chains or no Kool-Aid. You don't know. And even though Barack was half as black, you hated President Obama. I know that's a fact. You can't wait to get him out and put a cracker back. And then you gave us Donald Trump, and that was payback for that. I'm not racist. I never lied, but I noticed a disconnect between your culture and mine. Yeah, I praise Tupac like he was a fucking god. He was fighting for his life way before he fucking died. Nigga, die, nigga. And all you care about is money and power and being ugly. And that's the cracker within you. Hatred all in your brain that slowly starts to convince you. Then you teach it to your children until the cycle continue. Blaming on Puerto Rico, blaming on OJ, blaming on everybody except for your own race. Blaming on black niggas and blaming on black citizens. Aim at the black businesses. I ain't saying I'm innocent, but I might be any day now, treating everybody how you want in any way how. I swear North Korea about to bomb us any day now. And now I'm ducking every time I hear a fucking plane now. Shit. You know I make a lot of sense, but you just can't admit it. When Eminem went against Trump, that was the illest. Cause even though he's white, he let us know he's standing with us. I'm not racist, but I cry a lot. You don't know what it's like to be in a frying pot. You don't know what it's like to mind your business and get stopped by the cops. And I know if you about to die or not. You worry about your life, so you take mine. I love you, but I fucking hate you at the same time. I wish we could trade shoes, so we could change lives, so we can understand each other more, but that'll take time. I'm not racist. It's like we living in the same building, but split into both sides. I'm not racist. But there's two sides of every story, and now you know mine. Can't erase the scars with a bandage. Hoping maybe we can come to an understanding. Agree to disagree, we can have an understanding. I'm not racist.
Racist. There you go. That song has a lot of meaning. I love that song. That's from Lucas Joyer. I like him, man. And this song is called I Am Not Racist. It's a great song, man. Well, you can call it a song, but I like it. We have another transgender. I don't know what's going on. Here we go. Here's our main story. Transgender Olympians. This person's in Tokyo. She happens to be a weightlifter, and she vows to burn the American flag when she gets up.
Hey, Brian. Can I comment on that spoken piece, like semi-song or whatever?
Yeah, go ahead.
I liked everything he had to say, except, like, it's called I'm Not a Racist.
Mm-hmm.
But the one line that didn't rub me the right way, and I understand it, I mean, I get it, you know, is he doesn't like white people. They don't like white people. And it's like,
what do you mean?
I understand that, but you know, he said that, quote-unquote. You can spin it back like halfway through it. And I understand where he's coming from. But
he said he doesn't like white people?
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, anybody else listening can confirm it. Or
I didn't hear. Okay, but go ahead. Go ahead. I would have to play it again, but go ahead.
And, you know, my point, that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, number one, just because, like, I bet if I kicked it with him and smoked some weed or whatever, he'd be like, oh, you know, you're all right, but white boy. But the fact that the name of the song is I'm Not a Racist,
right?
But yet I don't like white people. That's a contradiction.
No, that's not it. Lucas Joyner is black, by the way. Okay, well, let me do it. Lucas Joyner is black, by the way, and he's
I know
brilliant.
He's black, Brian. I could tell from his voice.
But what the song was saying that I don't like certain the stereotypes of the races that's going on. I don't like. He's saying, pull up your damn pants. Why do you have your pants down there? He's saying a lot of stereotypes.
I
was just trying to explain what it is.
Go ahead.
So what he's saying is, just because I'm saying that doesn't mean I'm a racist. You know?
Right.
You know, quit playing video games, get off of welfare and everything. I could say that, but it doesn't mean I'm a racist. That's what the song. So they're hitting every stereotype that maybe that
I got
people,
it. Now I get it. I get it. I don't like white people.
I'm not, I could say it, but I'm not a racist. You know, that's the meaning of the song.
I got it.
You know.
Okay.
And then he comes and Junior going, you know, I don't like biker, but if you listen to the song, he's saying he does, and at the end they hug. If you see the video, they hug and everything, and he's saying, I don't like certain things what white people say and this, but guess what? I could say it. That doesn't mean I'm a racist. That's basically
right.
What
and excuse me, and excuse me, and see, and that's what happens right there. Mm. When people don't or not willing to people, not
right.
It, white, black, purple, green, orange, when people don't allow the other person to
right.
say what they're saying and give the explanation before they stick to their thought process. He did mm-hmm. continue to say, I understand, but you say, hold on just 1 second. I'm trying to explain why he did say that. I'm not excusing what he said, but the reasoning
right.
for him saying that is because he actually, I could take it in the same way, is, oh, he talk about black folks like that. Well, that's the whole point of the song.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so and
no,
he
guys, you're
received
right.
that,
I jumped
and
before.
He received
you're right.
that once you was able to get him, and he was willing, because it's not just because you can't make no one do anything, but
right.
he was willing. Well, wait a minute, hey guy, I like the whole song, but hey, that was a little touched by that. What does that mean? You know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that's what we do not do as a people. As people, we do not
right.
do that. We do not allow that. We do not allow that space. So that makes the difference. And
right.
so I just wanted just to put in there and give you props on that execution and explaining and him even asking the question, because most people will go and just take what they think and leave it there and still be
mm-hmm.
angry. He'd be like, I really didn't like about that song. Well, you
no,
know, he's
you
great
know,
this
I,
song.
I agree. I appreciate you bringing that up, because that opened my head up to like think a little bit more before just even questioning it, because I know
that's why I like him
a lot. He's gonna take a lot more heat from black people than one white person, you know, a couple of white people saying, wait, did he just say that he doesn't like white people? I mean, he went off on black people, and no offense, I mean, he spoke.
No, there was two different people. It was from the white point of view. The first guy was a white point of view. You have to see the video.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The first guy saying it is a white
okay.
guy, and he's saying all the stereotypes. And then the second
mm-hmm.
part was the black guy about Tupac,
mm-hmm.
and then you got rid of Obama, and you put Trump, and that was the black guy
okay.
talking. So there's two different
yeah,
people with two different sides
okay.
that were talking.
But got it.
Our main, and thank you, our main topic here. Now, we got another person. Now, our headline is about this weightlifter who's a transgender. Okay. Now, that she's from, I don't know, Austria. I'll read the title. But we also have Chelsea Wolf. Now, Chelsea is a transgender BMX rider. Those are the people on the bicycles. Now, she mm-hmm. is with Team USA. She's on the Team USA, and she vowed to burn the flag if she got to the podium. You're American.
As far as I'm concerned, she's not welcome. I'm going to call her he because she still has a penis. He's not welcome back in this country as far as I'm concerned, and I hope he wins gold and comes and does that, because he'll get his fucking – she'll get her ass beat when she gets off the
well,
team, rightfully so.
Here's the video. You're right.
Fucking
well,
move to
now,
move
remember,
to fucking
she's,
stay in talk. Stay in Tokyo,
right.
bitch. That's what I think
now,
about that. Anyway.
Right. She's from the USA. She's on a USA
Fuck
team.
Him.
And she vowed to
Fuck
burn
him.
The flag if she gets on that medal. And here's a story. Here's a story.
But she says,
welcome to my channel, R2Learn. Here is news about transgender BMX rider. For Team USA, vote to burn US flag on model podium. Chelsea Wolf announced she was named as an alternate on Team USA.
The hell is that? Anyway.
What the fuck is that?
I guess it's basically they're telling everybody she's a transgender BMX rider from Team USA. She vowed to burn the U.S. flag if she gets to the podium. Her name is Chelsea Wolf. Yeah. Chelsea Wolf. They did turn off the comments. So that's another one. But this is a different story we're going to talk about. Here it is right here. Transgendered person. I'll do it really fast. Another one. Two. Vowed to burn the flag. She's a transgender Olympian, and she's headed to Tokyo 2021 Games. She's an American athlete. She vows to burn the U.S. She's an American athlete, too? Wow, there's two of them? Okay, she vows to burn the flag. Laurel Hubbard, who is a New Zealand weightlifter. Then why does the headline say she's American?
No,
okay,
she's from New Zealand. She
right,
said she's going to burn
here,
the U.S. flag.
American
burn?
Athlete vows to burn. Maybe they're talking about the BMX driver. Well, anyway, she's from New Zealand. She's a weightlifter. She is set to become the first transgender Olympic athlete in history. She was chosen Monday to be part of the country women's weightlifting team. I don't know why Russia hasn't done it, but they've been doing – Russia and Germany have been doing steroids to their women for years.
For years.
Those women are not women. Trust me. Hubbard transitioned –
They're men with pussies, Brian.
Exactly. You see those people from East Germany and Russia?
Oh.
Damn, they're not women. Hubbard transitioned in 2012 and has previously competed as a man. The International Olympic Committee changed its rules in 2015 to allow transgender athletes to compete for their testosterone level is below a mandated level and is maintained for a year. The level to compete requires a minimum reading of 10 per liter of testosterone. Okay. You know what? Shut up. And the woman says, I am grateful and humbled by the kindness and support that has been given. You know, when you measure testosterone, this is so stupid. She only has a certain amount of testosterone. We got to that point. You still have the strength of a man. It doesn't matter your testosterone level. You still have the strength
still
of a man. Right.
If that person, I'm not going to call her a she or a he because she's obviously somewhere in fucking, she's in the twilight zone of fucking identity crisis. Well, let's just call her a person. A person. Okay, how about this, Brian? If you want to fucking compete against men, I mean women, but you were born biologically a male, okay, then chop your fucking dick off. All right, chop your dick off. Top it off now, and you can go lift your weights, because if that motherfucker, that piece of shit, and I don't blame her or him, I'll call her, how about that, out of respect to the transgender community, I'll call her, I don't blame her, she's able to get away with it. I blame the fucking Olympic Committee, I blame this fucking politically correct world that gives her a pass to compete with women. And something she has no fucking business doing, and she'll probably win the gold. As far as I'm concerned, she wins the gold. That's like a goddamn Cracker Jack trophy. Whoever wins silver behind her won the gold medal, and she should wear that silver medal like she won it, because she will be the female weightlifting champion if this fucking bitch wins. Am I right?
I agree. Now, let's not call her a fucking bitch. Let's not call her any names. I mean, it's a human being.
Okay.
But I,
okay.
I mean, she could be a good
committee.
Person. She could be a good person.
You're right.
I just don't think it's fair. And people can get
not
hurt.
Fair.
But here's going back with the story. They changed these rules in 2015. The level to compete, okay, we went there. She says, I am very grateful and humbled by the kindness and support. Okay, we went there. Hubbard, who is 43 years old in the Olympics, there's something wrong with you. She's 43. She will compete in the super heavyweight category and will be the oldest lifter at the Games. It's a comeback for the athlete who suffered a significant – no kidding – who suffered a significant injury.
I hope she loses by 2 ounces to a Russian bitch.
Right. She goes, when I broke my arm at the Games 3 years ago, I was advised that my sporting career had likely reached its end. But your support, your encouragement, and you carried me through the darkness, she said. The last 18 months have shown us all that there is strength in kindship and community and in work. You know, I'm sorry. I could go on and on and on, and I'm saying, you know what? There's women out there who are trying to get – they got one shot of being an Olympian, one shot of getting a gold medal. They're at the peak of their careers. They work hard all their life to get there. They finally make it through.
Right.
And you're competing with a man? I mean, I'm sorry. I just can't get that out of my head. I really can't get out of my head, especially if I was a parent of an Olympian who's just going to represent their country. So I'm
hey, Brian,
this bullshit
so
is your kindship and all this kind of bullshit. Shut up.
What
this
if
is
you,
a competitive
What
thing.
If you took a tennis player, right? Okay, the differential for tennis players is almost like basketball and baseball and football players. Okay, the top speed for a serve that I've seen in, like, at least the Olympics is about 140 miles an hour on the serve. All right, follow me.
Yeah.
For a female, it's going to top out at like 120. So there's a difference in all sports. And so now what's next? So you're going to have tennis, you're going to have fucking 6 foot dick that are competing against women, and they're going to beat them too. So now we're going to have like a fucking, when the medal ceremony comes, maybe not on this Olympics, but the next Olympics in 4 years from now, I don't know where that is, probably fucking Dubai or something. Wait till the next gold, you know, all the medals are given out next time, and you're just going to see all these women with silver and bronze medals. And even how about the girl that would have won bronze, and she gets a medal, and she finishes in fourth? She could have won a fucking medal for her country, and now she's in fourth or fifth because two fucking chicks with dicks snatched her dream.
I'll tell you I see a problem with this. The same argument we had 10 minutes ago is that there's certain countries like the Middle Eastern countries, East Germany, Russia, so on and so forth, who don't like homosexuality. They're not going to sanction transgender. There's going to be a problem with this. And I see it coming, and I don't know why the Olympics want to do this with this propaganda bullshit, because I don't see Russia, East Germany, and other countries who are really not in favor of homosexuality put their athletes against that. I guarantee you, Putin puts a female in there and some transgender wins over his athlete in Russia, as if I could see shit happening here.
He'll whack her out before the medal ceremony.
I don't know if he'll whack her. I can see a lot of problems. And it's just going to mess up the Olympics. And I had a problem when they started letting pro basketball into the Olympics. I mean, I started having problems
too.
When they started letting professional hockey players in the Olympics.
Yes.
I mean, the Olympics is supposed to be the best of the best of your amateur athletes. Yeah,
right.
And so it's changing, and I don't
that
like fucking, to change.
Remember that dream team? Come on, the fucking dream team. And then
hey, we beat them,
like,
but you're
Germany,
right.
Like, Germany would have Detlef Schrempf, and they'd have, like, two players in the NBA, and they would still get fucking wiped out. And it's like, come on, look at this. You know, and I put it on the athletes. I put it on Jordan and everybody that goes, like, you know what? Hey, listen, man, I'm not playing. Like, Kevin Durant's going to play. So I put it on the athletes that go along with the super team. Like, you know what? I'm sitting. This is not fair.
No,
I don't want to take a
spot. I don't put it on the athletes at all.
I don't want to take a spot from
a guy from college. No, I don't. And I don't think the athletes should protest it at all. I'm going to tell you something, because I always put myself in their shoes. Listen. If I'm an athlete, if I'm a pro athlete, I don't care if I'm Tom Brady. If I'm Tom Brady, and Tom Brady gets a chance to represent his country, the USA, at the best of the best, guess what? I'm going. I'm not going to do this PC bullshit. Well, unless I'm amateur. No, if I have one shot of representing my country and I could go in there as Tom Brady and they have a football thing, guess what? I'm hitting. I don't blame the athletes. They could go in. I don't think athletes should protest this at all. I don't like it. I'd like it when it's just amateur, but if you open the door, and there's a lot of, you got it, just because they're pro doesn't mean they're not human beings, and you open a door that you could represent your country and we could win a medal, I don't blame the athletes going in there and doing that. I would do it, the win a medal for my country. The IOC guidelines reportedly contend that transition athletes who have gone from male to females are still allowed to compete without having their testes removed. So we can compete without having your testy removed, then you're a cross-dresser. You're not a transgender. Okay, I had enough with this. To qualify in her division, Hubbard lifted 628 pounds. She lifted 628 pounds in 27. I can't even lift 628 pounds. I don't know. If you find a woman that can lift 628 pounds, get the fuck out of the house, because that argument, she could throw your ass out through the window.
Who
finds that
Brian?
Sexy? I'm not going to do it.
She'll rip your dick off like a fucking Twinkie.
Hell no.
Without even knowing in the middle of the night.
She would.
To think, oh, I was just scratching my leg.
She would pick me up by my dick and throw me out the window. Not by my body, just by my... who lives 628 pounds, man?
Yeah.
And she got a silver medal.
For a woman? It can't be.
I don't know.
That probably has to be. I'm going to check right now. You said
because
super heavyweight.
Because she stuck gold.
Right?
Okay, she stuck gold at the Pacific Games in Samoa. And New Zealand Olympic Committee, the executive Karen Smith proclaimed that Hubbard has met all the criteria in order to compete in the Tokyo Olympics. We acknowledge that gender identity is sport. Is a highly sensitive and complex issue requiring a balance between human rights and fairness. Bullshit. When was the last time New Zealand won anything? You have no athletes whatsoever. So you got this person who is a little stronger and better than any woman to get your country known. We know what this is about. New Zealand hasn't won shit in I don't know how long. So now you got an athlete who's going to compete against women who happen to be a dude, and you're going to be, now you'll be mentioned. Your name will be mentioned. Your country will be mentioned. We know what this is about. Shut up. New Zealand's Weightlifting Federation President Richie Patterson remarked that Hubbard had shown grit, perseverance in her return from a significant injury. And oh, you got a 42-year-old man, that can lift 625 pounds, and you're saying, oh, it's just a remarkable. Who puts a 42-year-old in Olympics? You got no athletes. This is all you got, New Zealand? Shut up.
Okay,
don't come with kindness
it,
and all this.
I
what?
Found it.
Okay,
I found the record. I found the
tell
records
me.
For powerlifting. Now, what did you say this Hubbard woman?
625.
She,
625.
Okay,
625.
Here we go. Her name, I think, is Becca Swanson. She's currently the only woman to ever squat 854.
Wow.
The only woman to bench 600 pounds.
What?
And the only woman to deadlift 694. So,
damn.
So there was a woman that's stronger than this Hubbard, but not anymore.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Deadlift 694.
No, I cannot imagine it. I cannot imagine that.
Yeah.
She probably pee standing up. I just cannot imagine that. I cannot imagine to be sexy. I cannot imagine going to bed with her. Like, come here, Brian. Let me toss you. She'd be tossing me up and down like a pizza, spinning me like a pizza in the air, going, okay, you can land on me now. No, I don't want that.
She squats 854, bro.
854.
She bench pressed 600 pounds. I've never even heard of a fucking
dude.
That's
too much, man, for me, too.
What's that mystery guess? What's that?
That's too much one man for me, too.
It is, isn't it? That is way too much. Too much. I bet her pussy could press at least 250. Here we go.
Her pussy, like
you go inside, it's like a barbell. Lift. That's just too much woman for me.
With her pussy.
No. Too much. I think it'd be too much for King. King goes, well, you know what? I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn if you can press 268. I don't give a damn.
I can see that first day with King, like, kiss her up at Applebee's.
Exactly.
And she walked in the door, and he'll be like, can I just get a check for my Diet Coke, please? I'm out. And she walks through the door.
I know. Wow. King be singing that song. I don't give a damn if your pussy got muscles. I don't give a damn.
Give a damn.
King, no. All right.
I don't give a damn if your pussy can jack up and change my car. I don't give a damn.
Wow.
I do give a damn.
Give a damn. Let me see your birth certificate.
What's that, King?
Huh?
I said, I don't give a damn. Let me see your birth certificate and see who you really is.
Yeah,
you better show me some ID because I do give a damn.
You know what? She must have got what's his name? Barry Bonds and Arnold Schwarzenegger steroid dealer.
Damn.
Some steroids.
Man, look, I'm going to be honest. The life of King Webb right now, when a female approaches me, sometimes I don't beat around the bush. I'd be like, look, were you born a man or a woman? And
right.
They get offended. I say, look, I say, if you want to be offended, you're going right ahead. I said, but isn't it better to ask questions than to assume? I said, because, you know, I don't want to be bringing you around and then everybody gets a misconception. So, you know, when these females be in my DM and inbox and all that shit, hey, are you a female? Are you, were you, you know, are you born a man or a woman? What is it? You know what I mean? Because
right.
this technology
I was born
now,
a female. I was born a female. I'm still a female. And I'm
that's
not
right.
a female, but I can't be
either.
That's
right,
mystery guest.
A lot of people take it offensive, but it's just, you know, I'm just asking a simple question, you know what I mean? Because, shit, I mean, I just need to know, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can ask me every day.
I'll do you one better, Web. I'll do you one better, man. Like, you shouldn't have to ask. If you have to ask and you got the wrong Tinder, you picked the wrong bitch on Tinder.
No, that's some of these transgenders look good. No. I see. No, he has to ask. Some of these people. Let's be honest. Some of these people look good.
Yes, they can change you with makeup. They can look like a whole female, and
they
are male. You have to ask. You have to look.
Yep.
But hey, Arizona, I am willing to let you know that this is all females over here.
Wow.
And
all
I don't
now.
Even have to slide up in your DM.
Hey, Kim, man, you need to get on it. You need to get on the internet and get yourself a plane ticket.
Because you was honest enough to say that, you know what I mean? And a lot of people, man, they just take stuff differently, you know what I mean? And for you to say that right now, man, that's my respect right there, you know what I mean? And I'm happy you didn't take that offensive anyway, you know what I mean? A lot of people... they take me offensive sometimes, you know, because of how I say it. But, you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way. So, you know, nowadays, man, you really gotta do your research. You gotta check things out because I'm gonna be honest with you, these surgeons, man, they know how to tuck that damn what you call that shit, Adam's apple. And I mean,
they don't even have to
shave that shit
now.
Down.
They,
yeah,
people know how to camouflage it. But I'm trying to tell you, Arizona, you know.
Yeah.
With no doubt, you know, that's why you need to converse with me because there is no reason whatsoever for you not to be my friend.
Okay.
She's all up in your DM.
Hey,
you know
I might have won the contest, but I see an airline ticket in the future coming out of your debit card.
Everybody I came in contact with on this show, my plans are to, you know, link up with people, have a good time. You know, there's a lot of things in the works right now. And as soon as my finances get better and things start getting more better, man, I really look forward to just meeting every single one of y'all, you know what I mean, and just having a good time, you know. Because that's me personally
too,
being an artist, that's really what it's about. The people that go the hardest
and
for you, support the hardest, that's what it's about, is linking up with people and having a good time. You know what I'm saying? So,
networking.
Yes, networking and all that. You know?
Yeah. I think we should all link up in L.A. at Brian's house. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah.
Or Vegas.
Yeah, it would turn into the Purge. I'm getting my gun. Who's going to survive that night? Yeah. Wow.
I mean, well, yo, Brian,
we do
want to
make it back.
That.
I don't know about going to Brian's house. I want to make it back.
All right, well, we can meet in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a nice neutral spot. We can all separate hotel rooms and shit. You know,
no,
to Vegas,
man, like,
Vegas.
I want to meet in Miami, man. Miami popping right now, man. Like, I ain't never
there
been
to
Miami.
Go.
I want to.
That's easy for me.
I've been to California before, you know what I'm saying? Like, Miami would be dope, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, that would be.
My
that would
mom
be good.
In Florida. So that's
Miami.
Easy for me.
Hell yeah.
I ain't never been to Miami.
I'm just this morning.
That's all.
You go to Miami and you meet up with King.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, that goes back to what you were saying, what King was saying about the guy
no,
who beat up the, you know, the transgender woman, right? Because he got fooled.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't have enough time to go with it because it's a good conversation, and you're right, Miles. Where this guy beat up this transgender for giving him a blowjob, but the judge got mad at the guy and said, you know, you just didn't want to be embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, I would consider it rape. I mean, I didn't consent to this. And the judge says, well, it was a consensual thing. No, it wasn't a consensual thing. Consensual thing was male-female. When he found out it was a dude, it was not consensual at all. I consider it oral rape. I really do.
But you want,
if some,
wait, you
want if
to know
some,
something, Brian? No, wait,
if
hang
some,
on,
wait a minute. No,
tell
no.
no.
If
that.
Some woman, if
Go
some
ahead.
Transgender did that to
uh-huh.
me, and I found out it was, I'm
yeah.
not going to hurt nobody. I'm not going to hurt nobody. I'm not that person. I go, okay, my bad. Hey, look, you know, I'm not into that. I walk away. I don't believe in hurting anybody. But
you better tell
I do believe
guy.
That if I found out it was a man, I should be
mm-hmm.
able to call the cops and say it was rape because I did not consent to this. And if you didn't consent to it by law,
correct.
Then it's sexual abuse and it's rape. And I could be orally raped. Why couldn't that be on the books? Because I wasn't consensual.
Look,
I mean, that's how I feel.
Yeah, but time out on that. Time out. Look. Here's the thing. With getting a blowjob, if I'm going to get a blowjob, I'm gonna do a down south check before this. If I'm making that,
well,
like,
I understand.
Not just gonna be like,
I'm saying
with me, it's not gonna happen. Where I don't know, it's not gonna happen because I'm not just gonna drop my pants. Like there's gonna be foreplay, or I'm just gonna do a little quick south of the border
right.
check, and then it's gonna be like, what the fuck is this
but
down
I,
here? Get the fuck out of here! I'm out.
Not foreplay.
Right.
Not.
316
coming
you're
out
live
with
on
the
air, Mr. Columbus Barry. It's not foreplay. A blowjob is not foreplay. Is that foreplay?
No,
no that's,
saying,
sex, that's
no,
a sexual
killer. No, he said it's going to be foreplay or something. I said not foreplay.
Oh. Right. Ooh.
I'm just saying I'm going to check south of the border. I've heard a lot of stories like that. And I mean, if they're able to fool you with the look.
Okay,
you
know, I understand,
you know,
because you're in your logical
you know.
Mind. But I'm just saying, Miles, if you're stoned
right.
and you're drunk and
if
you're
I'm
at
in
the point where you,
drunk,
but
again,
you're at a point where you're laying down, the room is spinning, and you can feel somebody coming underneath you, and you're looking, you're fuzzy, you think it's a female.
Brad.
I mean, right, shit happens. 316, is this Mr. Columbus Barry? 316-304?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mr. Love and Affection. Columbus, I'm glad you came in. I'm glad you came. First of all, I want you to meet our mystery guest because, you know, she's a fan of Arizona, Mr. King Webb, and I think she'll be a fan of yours. Wait a minute. I'm going to play your song, but I want you to introduce yourself. Just call her mystery guest. Mystery guest, this is Mr. Columbus Barry, baby. Just say hello to each other.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
All right, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm just mentally preparing myself for this studio session later. Hopefully we have a new song or two by the end of the night.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
He's a musician too. Yes, right. I'm going to give you a little bit of berry, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is? The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, girl. That's a little berry.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, you
hey.
Know
hey.
Hey, my juice is sweet too, man. The juice is sweet out my berries. It's sweet.
You ain't as ripe as me. You ain't as ripe as me yet. You get there. You get there. Just bask in the sun a little bit longer.
Hey, Brian, maybe you little bastard.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe you could play my song last, you know, to close out the show before you go to
archives. I had Barry, God, I know I have Love Infection, man. You should hear that. I'll try to find it. I know I have it in the studio. I'm losing time. Do you want to sing a little something to her right now while I look for your song, Mr. Barry? Just a little bit of something to our mystery guest. Cause she, just a little something.
Wait, what? Sing a little song.
She's here.
Sing what?
Just
sing.
Little. Yeah.
Sing her a song, man. Sing her something. I already sang her song. She loved it, right? And you love my song? It's mystery guest.
Yes, I did.
Brian, you got my song. You got my song in your inbox. It's in your box. So whatever you want to play, mine. You know, if you don't.
And you got a beat. You, contestant number four got a good song. Y'all can't. That's hard to beat.
The one I sang. Oh, there it is.
All right. Wait a minute. We don't have much time. We only got 4 minutes. Let Mr. Barry sing a couple of notes to our mystery guest.
Go ahead.
All yours, Mr. Barry.
This is on behalf of Brian. He messaged me about 30 seconds ago and told me to sing this to you.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes. Baby, I don't want to. But there is something that I must confess.
Wow.
There you go.
Look at that. That was him. That wasn't me. That was him. What do you think of that mystery guest? Wow.
It was nice. That was nice. I still have to keep my date, and I still have my ticket to Arizona.
Hey, Brian,
at the same time,
hey, Brian,
I told you in the beginning, I'm true blue. Arizona is in my heart.
That's why they call him the king. I thought that was great.
Hey, Brian, you got time for it?
Brian,
do me a favor.
Hey, Brian,
just play 1 minute of my song.
It was. And it touched my heart. But, you know, Arizona is deep down in the bottom. He got some roots. I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's hard to put up roots.
Mystery woman, I just sent Brian Columbus's song, you know. Columbus is like, that's like my little brother. Me and him from the same city. And, you know, you got to hear this song.
Street.
You got to hear this song before you get off. So Brian took his inbox and I sent it to him.
I'm going to play it right now. Wait a minute. Let me download it. Stay right there, Mystery Woman. I should have it in the studio.
Hey, Brian,
could
you just play 1 minute of my song? Just 1 minute? Just so
wait a minute.
You can hear
okay.
the real song?
Hold on. Here's Mr. Columbus Berry. Get ready, Mystery Woman. Get ready. Here we go. Love and affection, darling. Columbus Berry.
All I see is teardrops. Tell me, what can I do to make you smile? You don't have to cry no more. My umbrella stops tears coming down. I got you. You don't have to feel this way. I think you know what you deserve. So why settle for less? You deserve the best. I know for a fact that you've been hurt. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. Just tell me what you like, do what it takes to make you smile. Even if it takes some time, I wanna give you my whole life. Don't worry about the lies, and don't worry what you're feeling inside. Don't try to deny it, you're living in a lie. Baby, it's gonna be alright, alright, alright.
That mystery caller. I think mystery caller fainted. Okay, that's survivor. Yeah, she did. Latia's saying in her mind, bitch, move out of the way. Somebody hold my weave. I like Mr. Berry, and I'll take Arizona on the side. Now you calm down. No. That was some nice stuff there. Wow.
Oh, shit. Columbus. You got three new fans right now. My kids like that joint.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got y'all on speaker right now, and they all three dancing to it. That's
hey,
beautiful.
I'm gonna get some merch made, and I'm gonna send it.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Hey, that's dope. But you know what? I keep telling people, if the song is good, my kids gonna dance to it. Like my kids been seeing some things face to face, and they know,
uh-huh.
they know what I like. And if they like it, it's a hit song. If they like it, it's a hit song.
Got some bounce.
Wow.
But
well,
I want everybody that support me. I want everybody that support me to support Columbus as well. You know what I mean? And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know. So if you're doing
that's
that, I really appreciate that. Appreciate that a lot, you know what I mean? It's been a while, but when I linked up with him, I told him what I wanted to do. I'm doing a damn thing right now, you know what I mean? He's getting a lot of he's got a lot of streams on his hit song, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? A lot of people is like really, really supporting him right now, and I appreciate everybody for taking the time out, for letting me bring him on here and everything, you know what I mean? Like it's dope. So
well, you know,
yeah.
it's our pleasure.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it's our
you guys
pleasure and our honor. Honor. Well,
I mean, right now, my attitude is I never got a chance to do a song with his dad, but
mm-hmm.
now I'm going to have the opportunity to do a song with him and to let the
mm-hmm.
legacy live on, you know what I mean? So that's the most fun thing about it right now, you know what I mean? So
right.
And I like that, so. Man.
King Webb, guess
what's
what?
Up, man? What's up?
My dad sent me his blue and white tracksuit from back in the day that he performed in.
Oh, wow.
I'm literally looking at it right now.
Hey,
wow.
you should do a remake of one of his songs for real.
I'm working on it.
Something, you know what I mean?
You know
for real.
That song called Joy? You remember that song called Joy?
No, I don't remember. No. No, I was trying to find some of his music online, but I'm like, he ain't got nothing online. But I would show up to hear some of his old music, man. Man.
Yeah, he gave me a song called Joy, and I found the music
okay.
to it, but I lost the music, and I've been trying to locate it again. So I've been listening, trying to figure out what it was. I'm just probably going to have somebody remake the beat for me and then just
yeah.
use all his lyrics, redo a song for him as a tribute.
That'd be dope. That'd be good.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have a request from Latia to Mystery Caller from her heart, and this is what she says. And this is from Latia to the Mystery Caller from the bottom of her heart to welcome her into the studio. Here it is.
I'm loving that one. I love that one. I love it. I love it. That's the best and most appropriate song that anybody could have gave me.
Oh.
No, she didn't do that.
What,
did.
Psychic or something?
No.
It's like you
she
read
didn't.
My mind.
Brian always on point. That's what he is. He always on point. You gotta love it.
Oh man. Well, 3 hours goes by so fast, doesn't it? I mean, it goes by too fast.
Hey, I got a question. Yeah, I got one quick
yeah.
question.
Yeah.
I forgot the guy's name, but you gonna play his song? I want to hear his song. You said a minute of his song.
What song?
He requested you play his song. He sent you a minute of his song.
Yeah, I'll play a minute of his song. Contestant number, where he at?
Oh, I did. Oh, my song? Oh, my song.
Yeah.
No, was it
no,
Cole?
No, not
Cole?
Your song, Brian.
Oh, Cole's song. Cole's song. Okay,
Cole,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Cole, what is your song? What is your song, Cole or Miles?
It's wonderful tonight. I said it's in your inbox. It should be the last message.
Oh, yeah. I like this one. Miles, the artist formerly known as Cole, has he covered a song, and it was Eric Clapton's song. He's one of my favorite artists. He did a good job too. Did you just repost it in my box, Miles?
Yeah, it should be right. It should be right there.
All
right.
Let me see. And I really like it. I really like it. And this is from, and I wasn't going to leave without it. And hey, look at the people who have your back, Cole. I mean, you got Barry, and you got the Mystery Call. You got Latia, and you even got King saying, wait a minute, Cole had a request. Look at the love that you got in the studio, man. You got some love.
Here he
here.
Is.
I appreciate it. As long as the solution's not on, we're okay.
Yeah, well, you know, you're the only one bringing him up. You're okay. I got the message. Here it is.
I'm trying to forget yesterday.
This is Miles Del Rey. He did a cover. You have a demo with Jim Dooley. Is Jim Dooley on drums? Jim Dooley on drums, Miles?
Yeah, but you can get all his beats. I think it's $5 a month for a digital download. But he has all his beats on YouTube. So if anybody, out there wants, real dream beats, they can just access this stuff. And
really?
I think it sounds great. It sounds like it's live drums,
Well, here it is. Without further ado, the new Vanilla Ice, Mr. Miles Del Rey. Here's his song, his cover, Wonderful Tonight. You son of a bitch. What do you think of that, mystery caller? Look at that.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too.
Mm-hmm. You're feeling everything but me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel
yeah,
you, Brian.
You know, yeah, you kind of went in the back burner today, Brian. But,
oh,
you know,
oh,
the
hell
still
no.
There today.
Ow. I knew I was in trouble when Cole, when Miles and, when, you know, Barry came in the room. And I knew I was in trouble when King said, hey, what's up, Brian? I knew I was in the back burner at that point. All right, you bastards. Wow. We're going to leave you with the story. Okay, you guys had enough of the transgender, right? Did you have enough of that? Or there's a report. Here's a report right now from the BBC News about the transgender. Here we go. Okay, they're doing a commercial. I mean, I don't know where you guys fall into it, but I just think it's unfair that we're into this new, I don't even know what you want to call it, but when men compete against women and pretend that they're women, I think, here we go.
Laurel Hubbard is set to become the first transgender athlete to compete at the Olympics. The country's Olympic Committee has named her as part of the women's team for the Tokyo Games. I asked our correspondent Phil Mercer about the background to this decision.
Sport is all about pushing boundaries, and that's certainly what Laurel Hubbard will be doing at the Tokyo Olympics. She will be the first transgender athlete to compete at the Games. She has satisfied domestic and international criteria. She was competing in men's events until she transitioned in 2012, and she's had a pretty decorated career for New Zealand. Back in 2017, she won a silver medal at the World Championships. She thought her career was over at the Commonwealth Games a year later in 2018 when she broke her arm, but she's back to full fitness and back in the squad, and New Zealand Olympic officials are very cognizant of the fact that gender identity, in their words, is a very sensitive and complex issue in sport that requires a balance between human rights and the need for fairness in the field of play. There will be those who disapprove of her selection, but as far as the athlete herself is concerned, she said in a statement that she was humbled and that she was grateful.
Yes, I mean, it has caused a little bit of controversy, hasn't it?
Certainly has. Sport is about drama, and certainly the inclusion of Laurel Hubbard in New Zealand's Olympic squad will add an extra layer of intrigue. Now, for quite a long time now, there's been a heated debate in sporting and scientific circles about an apparent unfairness or an apparent advantage gained by transgender athletes competing against other women, and safe to say this controversy will almost certainly continue. There have been rumblings of discontent among at least one of her weightlifting rivals in the past, and you'd have to say, due to the sensitive and delicate nature of this particular issue, it will continue. But as far as New Zealand is concerned, it's a very proud sporting country, a country of about 5 million people, and safe to say, you'd have to say that the majority of New Zealanders will be backing their team, including Laurel Hubbard, come the Olympics in Tokyo.
There you go. That's how they explain. That's how they explain that away. I don't care what. There's no such thing as kindness and this and sport. You're there to compete. You're there to win. There is no kindness in any sport. It's just ridiculous. What's that? So we're going to end it with that. We usually end it on a story, and it's going to be a Trump story. And I happen to agree with Trump. Trump says this, it's scary time for men. Here are the stats on false sexual assault claims. These are women who accuse men, because they could, about false allegations about sexual abuse. We're not going to go into that because the show is over. Maybe we'll do it next week, but it's just a little taste. Today is Tuesday. I'm gone Wednesday. I don't know if I'm going to do a show in Alaska. I don't know, but it's not probable. But if I do, I will post it on Facebook. If you're my Facebook friend, you'll know. If you want to go to Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com, I guess it is, blogtalkradio.com/ Brian Hammer Jackson. You can go there, hit the follow button. You'll know when we do a show, if I do one from Alaska, and if I do one in Alaska, we're going fishing, so I might even do a live remote from there. I don't know. But I will be on the air for sure Monday at the regular time at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. your time, Latia. And mystery guests, your time too at 10 a.m. And that's it. I won't see you guys for 5 days, man. For 5 days.
Hey, Brian, have fun in Alaska, right? Don't stick your dick in an igloo. Let it melt out and freeze off.
I'll try not to. Thank you. Thank you, Miles. Yes, King. Thank you, Miles.
I don't know if everybody remembers Lisa Snyder. She's the lady who, you know, who's going to be doing my soaps. But I would like for everybody to take their time out and keep her in your prayers. She lost her dad on Father's Day.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, I want to ask everybody if they could just keep her lifted up in prayer.
Right.
You know, she's taking it, you know. I mean, it's just one of those things that we don't take it very well, but she's, you know, she's hanging in there and everything. And I'm chatting with her right now as we're on the show. But,
right.
You know, I'd ask her for permission if I could, you know, ask everybody for their prayers, you know, to pray for her. And she said yes. So, you know, when you're sitting in a quiet place or whatever and you're praying, just keep her lifted up in prayer, you know.
Sure will. And let her know that if she wants to come back on a show, now that she partnered with you, she can come back on a show sometimes next week to talk about herself, to talk about her partnership with you, how you guys got together
and
we will also give her some support on her loss when she comes on the show. Give her some love.
Yes.
And it's the door is always open for her.
She's been busy. She's been busy right now, and then now she's got to, you know, deal with the, you know, funeral arrangements and stuff like that, but I definitely will pass this along to her and let her know.
All right, I appreciate it. And I really appreciate it, King. Thank you so much. I want to thank my guest for coming on. Mystery Lady, you make me smile. You make my heart glow. Thank you for even coming on. I would love to hear your voice. Please don't be a stranger anymore. You are funny, beautiful, and I'd love to hear your opinion. Thank you for coming in today. I want to thank you. Oh, I appreciate you, even though you didn't pick me. I mean, what are the odds? Three black people, one white guy. It's like, King, Latia, we got this. I'll choose the white guy for $500, please. But I want to thank you for that.
And I appreciate meeting all the new panelists that was on that I haven't been able to meet and everything. And good looking, you know, good look.
Thank you. Hey, you stay safe, man. Have you been vaccinated, Mystery Lady?
I've been fighting on that. That's
really?
another day.
Yeah, it's going to be another conversation for it.
Right. I haven't had it. I haven't had no issues. And my views may be different than others. So everyone stay safe. And that's all I can say in reference to that.
You got our love, and we appreciate you. Yep. We'll have that talk another day because I have, and we'll talk about that. The Ebony Princess herself, Miss Latia. Latia, you know, again, you do make me smile, and you make me wish that I was your age. As Miles says, I'm older than water, you know, but everybody needs a little water. You know what I'm saying, girl? But, Latia.
Holy water.
Holy water. Good God, y'all. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Latia, for coming in and sharing your opinion. I'm going to miss you, too, you know. And say hello to your brother. He was great yesterday. And give the love to the mama. God-fearing woman, church-going lady, give them a hug for me. Miles, you nailed it today. You're pretty good today. Your song was great. You made some new friends. People are backing you. Hang in there long enough, and I told you what happened. Nice work, Miles. Well done.
Thanks. It was a great show, Brian. Have a safe trip. And
thank you.
I met a guy at the corner. I bought him a coffee because it was a minimum on the card, and we didn't do a small minimum, so I bought him a coffee.
Nice job.
His name's Austin. He's going to call in on Monday. I gave him the number, so we got one more.
That's right. Okay. What, the coffee guy's going to call in on Monday?
Yeah. He thanked me, like, you know, he was, like, so thankful for the coffee. And I told him, you know, what we were, I was on the phone with.
Wouldn't it be funny that he calls in Monday and he starts asking for change from everybody? Hey, you kind of like 25 cents before
hey,
I leave this. Wouldn't it be thanks, Miles, for bringing in this guy. Right. You got about 20. You know.
He's been trolling everybody for fucking money.
Yeah, he's trolling everybody, cashing in on this shit. Hey, here's my PayPal.
Yeah.
All right, well. Thanks for inviting people on the show. And a king of kings, of course. So I love you guys all. I hope I didn't miss anybody. Hope you guys miss me as much as I will be missing you for 5 days. Thank you. And
what time's your flight leave tomorrow? I thought you said 7 p.m.
7 p.m. I guess I might be able to do the show. I don't know. I'm behind. I already got packed. There's some shit that I got to do. I don't know.
Go on at 9 a.m. your time for an hour. Do an hour show.
I don't know. I might. It depends on tonight because there's a lot of things I got to do to get ready for a 5-hour flight.
Well, listen, don't be too hard on the beaver, all right?
I'll try not to, Wally. All right, everybody.
Later.
And later. And this is for our mystery guest and Insta Joe. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Love you guys.
This is for our mystery guest as we say goodbye when we're off the air. We'll see you guys Monday. This is for our mystery guest. And we'll see you guys Monday.
Turn the world on with a smile. You can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all.